是今日主要的討論的內容，就是第二階段的公眾參與。我們在上一次會議呢，其實都花了很多時間去討論，主要的內容都是討論第二階段 的參與。但是上一次呢，我們是討論過參與那個文件的內容和那個過程。今次呢，我們就有那個第二階段公眾參與的收集到的意見，也都可以說是即大部分的成果。現在呢就規劃署同埋顧問公司正在喺度分析緊，咁都有初步嘅一個報告啊。咁我了解呢，就大家委員都有佢哋分析報告嘅撮要啊。咁但係整個完整嘅報告呢，就即係我手上有一份啊，咁係即咁樣嘅。咁係包括咗好多email 啊，同埋呢係一啲市民佢哋寫上嚟嘅即係好多嘅意見啊。咁若果大家委员係想要我了解，你都可以你可以攞成份走返去慢慢研究㗎。我哋今日嘅会议，我就建议呢，我哋呢项嘅议程我哋分开两部分啦。咁首先第一部分呢，就想请规划署同埋顾问公司去同我哋简介返佢哋喺七轮咨询会同埋好多簡報會加上呢收集到好多意見之後初步綜合咗嘅一啲分析。咁我哋主要就去聽呀，咁亦都大家可以提出大家嘅一啲觀察。咁然後第二部分呢，我哋就再討論一下呢，由第二階段去到第三階段中間呢，我哋仲有啲乜嘢即係我哋想知道規劃署同埋政府嘅計劃啦。咁另外共建維港委員會亦都有啲咩角色，同埋我哋點樣可以幫助協助或者係促進由第二去到第三階段呢個過程。咁首先就即係去返第二階段而家收集到呢咁多資料嘅結果。咁我相信呢，如果我咁樣提議都係一個公正嘅講法，就係喺好多我哋有份參與第二階段工作參與嘅團體裏面呢，本委員會是最活躍的一個，我相信咁都是一個公正的說法，因為我們有很多委員呢，都多謝大家委員的努力，很多委員是的論壇，包括呢是去主持和去協助去聽聆聽的意見，以及呢去綜合一些意見的。好，或者呢我不再多講，就請規劃署同埋顧問公司，咁佢哋成個 team 呢，就即係大家好熟悉㗎啦，就係、是、關生啦，同埋阿李生，同埋阿譚小姐，同埋成大隊人啫。咁或者請下關生先啦。
多謝主席。咁我哋啟德規劃檢討第二階段嗰、那個公眾參與活動呢，就喺去年嘅11月9號呢就正式展開咗㗎。咁我哋呢就係、是、預算喺上個禮拜呢就正式就係完結咗嘅，但係喺呢段時間咧，我哋繼續咧陸續咧都係收到咗即係唔同嘅意見啊，唔同嘅建議咁樣，我哋都繼續即係考慮佢哋啲意見同埋建議嘅。咁就喺我哋嗰個公眾參與個期間咧，我哋一共咧就舉行咗七個即係公眾嘅論壇啦。咁喺呢度咧，我好多謝咧，即係好似頭先主席所講咧，就 HEC。嗰啲委員咧就好積極參與啦，幫助我哋即係主持一啲公眾論壇啊，或者作為一個講者啊，咁喺呢方面咧，佢哋嗰個貢獻啊，佢哋參與咧，我哋就即係十分之感激噶。咁就除咗呢啲公眾論壇或者專題嘅論壇之外咧，我哋都諮詢咗好多嘅唔同嘅法定或者諮詢嘅組織啊，包括區議會啊、城規會啊、同埋一啲專業團體啊咁樣嘅，咁喺呢段時間咧，我哋都收到咗應該超過咗一百份嘅，依家可能去到150份嘅書面意見書噶啦。咁我哋依家咧就係整理緊嘅。咁對於主要嗰、那個公眾參與啲意見咧，或者我就留翻俾我哋規劃顧問阿 Iris 咧，再向大家咧就作更詳細的介紹，多謝主席。
好，Alice， 唔該。
主席，正話你提到咧話我哋呢個初步嘅報告同分析，咁其實我哋咧因為1月6號先完，仲繼續有 啲意見入嚟咧，我哋只係一個撮要嗰啲意見啫，我哋暫時未有真係即係具體嘅分析嘅。咁我分開幾部分講，就係即係公眾意見咧，就包括咗喺啲原則啊，喺嗰啲重要嘅議題啊，同埋一啲發展嘅概念，佢哋都有意見嘅。咁我就將佢哋咧就分開啲幾部分，就逐個去講一講。咁喺啲理想同埋規劃原則上咧，公眾對我哋最初提出，即係綜合咗公眾嘅意見提出嘅，佢哋冇乜嘢反對。不過咧就有再加咗一啲意見落去，就包括咧就係話要提升即係用啟德呢個發展咧提升香港成為一個即係世界級嘅城市啦，國際城市啦。要着重多啲話我哋點樣保護呢個自然資源啦，增加多啲嘅公共空間啦，提升多啲即係推廣多啲係本地同埋即係多元化嘅一啲經濟活動。亦都有人覺得即係好似正話阿 Paul Simon 講，即係要擺多啲即係即時嘅，即係短期之內可以即係多啲機會係擺啲公共空間咧出嚟俾公眾用嘅喺嗰個海濱嗰度。特別有啲人咧提出一個原則，就係話或者而家我哋唔需要將所有嘅地咧都好確定咁樣即係做咗一啲即係好明顯嘅土地用途，而係咧即係當係預留土地咁樣。咁亦都係話將大部分即係前提咧就係、是、將優先嘅次序就係擺咗一啲一定要喺維港旁邊嘅用途，其他啲咧就可以即係次要咁去考慮咁。咁喺主要議題上咧就分開咗幾個主要議題去收集意見嘅。第一咧就係填海方面，喺填海方面咧，即係我相信普遍咧都覺得以零填海為起點咧都係應該嘅接受嘅。不過有啲人咧就提出其實佢哋都相信咧最終咧可能因為環境嘅問題咧都係要填嗰、那個啟德進口道噶啦。咁不過咧同時間有人咧就質疑咧就係、是、究竟啟德進口道本身係咪海港一部分咧，即係咪需要去？符合呢、這個保護海港條例咧，咁亦都有公眾咧，就因為即係以上嘅一啲意見咧，就提出話應唔應該都有一個填咗即係啟德進口道嘅一個咁嘅概念規劃咧，係拎出嚟俾大家睇。不過亦都有其他人幾堅持咧，就係話我哋應該係盡量發掘所有是不需要填海的環保舒緩的措施，即是說即是填海真 即是要擺到最後最後了。有很多人都同意，即是覺得呢就是如果不填海呢，其實那個舊跑道呢本身能夠保留到它一個這樣面貌呢其實是很重要的，所以即這個是贊成不填海的其中一個主要原因。咁不過亦都有啲人咧就話大規模填海大家都唔想，不過咧就唔會反對咧有一啲因應有一啲特別嘅設施，或者係因為可以因此而優化到海濱嘅用途咧，作一啲小規模嘅填海，佢哋係唔反對嘅。咁正話講就係填海呢個主要議題啦，另一個主要議題就再 focus 一啲講呢個啟德進口道咧。咁其實九龍城區議會啊，同埋油塘灣附近嗰啲即係業主咧，就特別寫嚟咧，就係即係佢哋支持填呢個啟德進口道嘅，就因為佢哋覺得如果有環境嘅問題咧，就用填海去解決就得啦咁。但係同時間其實亦都係有人咧係即係我其實而家一路講咧，大家都會睇到其實係即係都幾矛盾嘅，即係大家唔係一個好一致嘅意見嘅。咁亦都有好多人提出咧，就係、是、留翻條進口道呢一、這個水體咧，其實好嘅，因為長遠嚟講，即係可能可以用得到嘅。亦都有好多人贊成咧，就係話即係如果舒緩嘅方法做得到嘅咧，即係例如係能夠將嗰、那個污染物係減少，即係由源頭嗰度開始減少，或者將嗰啲污染咗嘅水體咧，係即係能夠分流嘅，即係去咗第二度嘅。 咁咧就可以將呢、這個進口道嘅水咧係可以淨化。咁再繼續講嘅就係、是、都係呢個啟德進口道咧，就係、是、講到話如果係處理呢、這個而家現有嗰啲污泥咧，當然就是說用這個天然的 分解方法啦，但是有些人就覺得咦，如果用這樣的方法會不會其實都有一個生態上的影響的呢，就是對於它本身的水體。有些人就說其實都是還是很關心，就是說很顧慮，就是如果我們不填就這樣去淨化，就這樣去清理，會不會其實個臭味是真的長遠解決到的呢？更多人咧就係、是、要求咧就係、是、盡快去確定嗰、那個而家講緊即係建議嗰啲方法係、那個成效係點，即係希望盡早知道。尤其是係呢個運動界嘅人咧，就即係好想我哋即係諗到啲方法咧，係開放呢個進口道咧，係俾呢個水上運動嘅。咁另一個主要議題咧，就係、是、關於嗰個接駁啦，同鄰近地區嘅。咁好多人都尤其是係觀塘區人啦，同埋其他人都希望呢係盡量係有多啲行人嘅接駁呢，係去到呢個沙中線同埋去到嗰、那個舊嗰、那個跑道尾咁樣。咁亦都有人提出呢，就係、是、咁多路又有呢、這個沙中線嘅車廠，可唔可以考慮係盡量將佢哋移位啊，或者係沉降，係令到嗰個接駁咧係方便啲咧咁？接駁咧，除咗係實體嘅接駁咧，亦都有人提出就係嗰、那個城市嗰個面貌、城市機理嗰個接駁啦，就即係會唔會我哋嘅本身嗰、那個城市設計係配合多啲咧，同鄰近嘅地區？另一個嘅接駁方法咧，就係諗緊就係話，即係喺社會上同埋即係經濟上嘅接駁啦。亦都有譬如黃大仙呢、這個區議會啊，或者係我唔知道唔醒起中文係咩，即係陳婉嫻佢哋議員有一班Community Alliance 啦、啊、就都提出就係除咗即係接駁呢啲經濟活動啊等等咧，就係、是、接駁翻入去九龍城東頭嗰啲歷史文物嘅接駁咁樣。咁我跟住進入去嗰、那個這個 summary 咧，就係講呢個發展概念嘅。咁發展概念咧，亦都分開好多 topic 嘅。咁喺啲土地利用同埋發展密度上咧，公眾咧都俾咗一啲意見。當然好多人咧就提出就話，即係因為呢個概念規劃三就係、是、多啲空間，多啲休憩用地。康樂的設施、社區的設施等等，同埋低啲嘅密度，咁好多人都即係覺得啊，嗰、那個係佢哋比較接受嘅。咁佢哋有啲人唔接受高密度咧，其實個原因咧就係佢哋好擔心高密度咧係會帶嚟對鄰近地區嘅一啲環境同埋交通嘅影響，例如即係屏風效應啊，會唔會擋風啊咁，亦都咧因為密度多咗，即係多咗發展喺啟德咧，就可能會少咗機會咧，係俾公眾係享用啟德呢一個地方咁。但係亦都同時，亦都有人咧就覺得，哇！如果太低密度咧，係有個顧慮，會唔會啟德呢啲咁大嘅城市用地係少咗人住嘅話，會唔會多咗壓力係去新界嗰邊發展咧？即係多咗係需要喺新界起嘢咧？第二樣嘢就係、是、究竟啟德成個整體嘅發展？加埋沙中線，如果太少人嘅時候，究竟係咪真係喺財政上係一個即係合適嘅方案呢？第二個發展概念，大家有俾意見嘅咧，就係寫字樓中心，即係商業發展咁樣。有啲人就尤其是即係譬如地產建設商會咧，係特別即係提出，究竟有冇必要喺啟德起一個新嘅寫字樓中心咧？有啲人就覺得，因為我哋個寫字樓中心喺個概念規劃裏面咧，就係擺喺個火車站同埋喺嗰個體育館組群嘅側邊啦。咁佢哋就話：咦，寫字樓中心同嗰個體育館組群其實就冇乜協同效應㗎咁。亦都有人覺得咧，如果太多嘅商業大廈比較高密度， 就同啟德附近周圍嗰、那個本身嗰個歷史啊，或者嗰個城市設計啊等等咧，都唔係好配合。但係亦都有人咧係好贊成、哦，有個寫字樓中心，譬如包括呢個香港政策研究社研究所啦，陳偉群啊，對唔住，講錯咗，陳偉業呢個社辦公室咧，就專登寫嚟就係好贊成咧，將呢個政府嘅大樓搬嚟呢度啟德。咁雖然有人即係、對於即係質疑好大型嘅寫字樓中心啊，或者商業發展啊咁，但係咧對於一啲同我哋過往香港一啲購物街啊，即係住宅同商業混合啊等等嗰種咁嘅模式咧，就即係都幾多人贊成嘅，就係話咁樣咧係可以增加啟德整體嘅一個活力。至於譬如好似自由黨咁寫入嚟咧，就係即係佢哋就好贊成多啲商業嘅活動，以求咧增加多啲就業機會。喺房屋方面咧，亦都係好分化嗰、那個意見。有啲人就的確覺得嗰條舊跑道咧，其實係因為景觀啊等等咧，就即係其實係好適合做一啲比較高質素嘅房屋發展。尤其是係地產建設商會咁提啦。有啲人咧就提啟德就應該多預留土地咧，係俾呢個公共房屋。有人提出如果因為我哋有另一個嘅概念規劃咧，就係將喺呢個體育館組群旁邊咧，就擺多咗好多住宅嘅。對唔住，咁有啲人就贊成，擺住宅其實好嘅，因為咧咁咧就令到嗰、那個體育館嘅用途同埋嗰個活力咧係可以增加，可以保持。不過亦都有人話如果你擺咁多落喺側邊，會唔會有噪音嘅影響咧？至於呢個體育館組群咧，其實就係即係好多意見，亦都係好分化。咁喺業界咧，即係體育界同埋一啲本地嘅嗰、那個即係地區嘅人士咧，其實就好贊成有呢、這、一個組群嘅，就因為即係佢哋都係贊成希望藉此係推廣呢個體育啦。但亦都有人質疑咧，究竟有冇需要起一個咁樣嘅組群咧？尤其是嗰個大嘅體育館咧，咁就驚住其實即係同嗰個成個香港嘅體育發展嗰個政策其實點配合咧？覺得即係拉唔上，即係唔係好直接咁樣。有啲人就覺得係起好啊，即係香港都需要，不過咧唔好用咗啟德呢個咁貴重嘅地方啦，不如去出面啦，將軍澳啊、新界啊咁啦。咁有人提出咧，就係就算擺喺啟德，就唔好喺中心啦，即係唔好喺嗰個即係佢哋認為貴重嘅地方，不如擺去嗰、那個跑道尾啦咁。咁好多人都有提出咧，就係話呢一個體育館組群咧，可能會帶嚟噪音啊、交通啊同埋人流嗰個控制嘅一啲問題嘅，即係對於佢周遭嘅地方咧，可能帶嚟壓力。亦都有好多人係質疑究竟24公頃係咪必要，即係就算起喺啟德，起喺呢個位置，究竟係咪要24公頃咁大咧？咁贊成起呢個組群嘅人都有，即係好多都提出咧，就係唔好淨係起呢個組群，要配合其他嘅發展，例如咧商業啦，例如其他嘅一啲體育嘅訓練。有人提出就係譬如好似係咪 sports institute 可以有啲 sports institute 可以喺側邊咧咁，同埋其他康樂嘅設施，或者係將嗰、那個市鎮公園咧同都市公園將同呢一個組群咧係結合成為一個即係好大嘅公園咁樣。郵輪碼頭當然好多人俾意見啦。業界咧就即係好想佢盡快落實，因為話講咗好多年啦。有人提出就係就算要起郵輪碼頭，未必需要起喺啟德、紅磡、西九、北角，甚至乎係迪士尼樂園、數碼港都係選擇嚟嘅，即係唔一定要喺啟德咁樣。或者喺啟德就唔好起喺跑道尾啦，可唔可以入啲咧？即係喺九龍灣入啲咧，近翻土瓜灣啲，即係近翻個市區現有嘅市區多啲咧咁。有人提出咧就係、 擔心嗰個郵輪碼頭對於成個環境嘅影響，因為佢即係包括佢需要大量嘅運輸建基建，環境上即係噪音啊，同嗰、那個即係佢噴煙啊咁樣會唔會有問題？佢嘅存在會唔會阻止咗或者係即係限制咗呢、這個公眾人士咧係去直達個海濱咧？對於航空有關嘅設施咧，就都有好多意見嘅。有好多團體咧都贊成話支持咧，就係留翻而家僅餘翻嘅一啲航空嘅文化喺啟德，就例如好似Aviation Club 啊、Air Cadet 啊等等咧，就要求過好多次咧，就係話佢哋希望有一個即係保證有一個永久嘅會址喺翻啟德。對於我哋提出嘅嗰、那個直升機場咧，收到嘅意見咧就係、是、覺得我哋而家嗰個咧就喺、是、跑道尾，而係升高咗30米嘅。嗰、那個最初嘅原因就係希望唔會阻到公眾咧，係直去到個跑道尾去欣賞嗰個景色咁樣。咁但係咧就有人提出咧就係、是、話應該咧其實為咗要增加佢嘅用途咧，就應該將佢擺落去地面。或者提出即係第二啲地點啦，喺啟德入邊咁。咁有啲就好似譬如自由黨咧，就提出話，不如將佢擺翻喺嗰個郵輪碼頭嘅上蓋。咁再有啲人就直情提出就係、是，不如搬離開啟德啦，唔好喺度咧，因為太嘈啦咁。至於講到呢個城市設計同埋嗰個景觀即係綠化空間嗰個框架咧。就好多人都贊成我，即係我哋喺規劃設計入面提出嘅嗰一紮嘅考慮啦，即係例如我哋提出嗰啲高度限制啊等等。不過咧都有人覺得太高嘅，即係尤其是係因為我哋其中有一啲咧就係喺嗰個垃圾轉運站隔離咧。麗港城有一班居民咧，因為其中一個概念入面咧就係講喺佢哋嘅側邊咧都預留一啲地起樓，咁佢哋就好反對嘅，即係覺得會可能有屏風效應啊，即係阻礙嗰個通風啊，同埋景觀咁。其他嘅一啲建議咧，就包括建築師學會啊、規劃師學會啊等等咧，即係整體上都話希望係一個即係明顯啲嘅一個 urban form 啦，亦都希望咧。是同嗰個現有嗰、那個城市機理咧，係比較即係接近啲嘅咁。陳婉嫻佢哋嗰個聯盟咧，就係、是、講希望就係加大力度咧，去即係喺啟德呢度咧，係睇呢個文化遺產呢一樣嘢，呢、這個價值。有啲人就直情話乜都唔好起啦，喺舊嗰、那個跑道上面就保留翻跑道嗰個形態，盡量保留佢，咁所以就乜都唔好，即係樓唔好起啦咁樣。建築師學會或其實亦都有提出過，不如話即係搞一啲城市設計嘅比賽啦，咁即係再睇翻嗰個城市設計啦。另外一個關於發展概念嘅咧，就係講嗰啲空間嘅，就講嗰啲休憩空間啊等等。咁啊，雖然我哋已經擺咗好多啦，講緊成100公頃啦，但依然仲有人咧話要多啲，即係多啲休憩用地，多啲康樂活動咁樣。其他嘅一啲建議咧，就係嗰、那個都會公園咧要大啲添。例如即係我哋而家講緊係個都會公園係10幾至20幾公頃啦，咁佢哋就話要大啲。陳婉嫻佢哋嗰個聯盟啦，香港政策研究所等等咧，就係有乜建議。正話亦都有提過，有啲人咧就即係都建議將嗰、那個都會公園咧同運動場嗰個組群，或者係同嗰個進口道嗰個水體咧係連接起嚟，就令到嗰個都會公園嗰個用途咧係即係個面積同埋用途係大啲。有人特別提議咧，就將整條嘅舊跑道咧係愛嚟做，即係唔好起樓，就愛嚟做啲一啲空間嘅。不過亦都有人質疑就係、是，就算而家我哋個概念都好啦，我幾個概念都好啦，都質疑咧，究竟其實即係呢個社會係咪可以 咁闊綽咧，即係喺財政上擺咁多嘅，即係成百公頃嘅即係空間咧咁。咁跟住咧就係講同呢個海港有關嘅，即係海事有關嘅一啲設施啦。呢個又係好分化嘅。當然而家現有嘅嗰啲運作嘅人咧，即係喺譬如嗰、那個public cargo handling areas 嗰度啊等等咧，佢哋就即係佢哋好想就留翻呢啲設施喺度。咁但係本地人呢，即係當地嘅嗰啲居民呢，就好反對，就希望盡快呢就清曬呢啲走。咁即係好分化。咁但係對於其他譬如好似避風塘啊等等呢，咁嗰啲現有嗰啲運作者呢，就都反對，即係好極力要保留，極力保留，要求保留返嗰兩個避風塘。亦都反對呢，我哋將一啲遊艇停泊嘅地方呢，就建議擺埋入去個避風塘，佢哋話唔好，因為呢有衝突嘅，即係啲靚船同啲貨船走埋一齊。正話都有提到啦，佢哋就想嗰、那個起社區呢係喺觀塘同埋喺茶果嶺，佢哋都希望係留返。其他人呢就即係相反啦，即係希望將呢啲起社區呢就轉成一個公眾可以享用嘅海濱長廊啦，呢個係尤其是係觀塘區議會啦。佢哋就希望盡量即係將嗰個避風塘呢轉咗可以係愛嚟做一啲水上嘅活動、水上嘅運動咁樣。亦都係有人提議呢，就係唔好忘記，即係除咗係貨物之外呢，仲有好多其他係需要靠海邊嘅嘅用途，例如遊艇停泊處啊，呢個多啲嘅水上的士啊，或者係渡輪啊等等嘅，我哋都需要盡量去利用個海濱嚟做嘅。至於運輸同埋行人接駁呢，大部分正話都其實兩都提過，即係好多人都希望係即係再改善啲即係嗰個啟德同鄰近地區嘅接駁，亦都希望真係見到喺個概念上面呢係見到有環保嘅，例如好似係鐵路嘅一啲mass transit 嘅希望 T2 同埋 CKR 等等呢啲咁嘅道路，尤其是上到地面嘅時候嗰啲路嗰啲接駁呢，希望係盡量減少嗰個土地嘅使用，多啲沉降同埋即係多啲沉降嘅路啦，多啲整體嘅即係行人通道嘅網絡。至於嗰、那個啲兩個就即係垃圾轉運站同埋污水處理廠呢，其實就離親嘅意見都係反對㗎啦，尤其是嗰啲麗港城嘅市民嗰啲居民，咁佢哋就好反對我哋提議建議喺茶果嶺嗰度擺呢個垃圾轉運站。至於現有嗰個污水處理廠，其實佢有一個擴展嘅計劃嘅，咁佢哋亦都好反對。其他一啲比較細小啲嘅意見，即係散碎啲嘅意見咧，我哋都略略講一講，包括有一班人咧，就即係希望有個龍珠城啦，即係表達即係龍套珠，即係香港呢一個咁樣嘅即係位置啦嚇。咁香港政策研究所咧就即係好着重，就係話留翻多啲地係俾第日使用，即係唔好而家咧已經規劃曬佢一定係住宅，一定係商業，即係留翻一啲土地儲備咁樣。如果有預留土地俾醫院咧，就要嚟起私家醫院啦，唔好起公立醫院啦。如果係即係有啲人建議就係多啲體育嘅比賽事項咧，可以喺嗰、那個設計入面咧，喺個舊跑道上面係即係規劃咗嘅。有啲人話就除咗講體育咧，就要講下呢個文化，即係要有啲地方咧係俾我哋開 concert 啦，或者其他嘅即係呢個 arts performance 咁樣。有啲就特別提到希望有一個粵劇嘅即係中國戲曲嘅一個 opera house 啦咁。陳婉嫻他們那個聯盟呢就說希望有一個是海事交通的一個展覽館。東九龍那些居民呢 有一個就組咗一個委員會嘅，就好推廣咧，就係要有一個航空呢、這個communication 嘅、航空通訊係啦嘅一個一個咁樣嘅管啦。有啲人就提出就係九龍灣鋪啲沙喺邊啦，咁樣即係令到啲人行出去嘅時候好似行喺沙灘咁啦。咁佢冇特別要求話游水嘅，咁就又要即係賽車啦，即係呢個 expo 啦，係啦，博覽會啦，同埋一個同埋即係多啲，即係大家都想見多啲嘅環保嘅設施喺啟德。咁至於我哋一個好粗略嗰、那個嗰、那個可持續發展嗰、那個指標嗰度嘅一個少少嘅分析咧，咁其實有因為我哋就即係其中一兩個嘅 concept 咧，我哋就俾呢個環境嗰個質素嗰度，同埋利用自然資源嗰個質素嗰、那個比較低啲嘅分嘅，咁就有啲人就好 concern 即係話哇咁唔得喎，你哋嗰啲概念一定要全部都係正嘅好嘅咁樣。至於是公眾參與呢，就有啲人就提議話再長啲啦，咁即係兩個月真係唔夠啊咁樣。但其實而家佢哋繼續 send 入嚟嗰啲 comment， 我哋繼續睇緊嘅，其實都就但係有啲人呢就的確係好緊張，就係話如果再拖遲呢，其實啟德嗰個發展呢就真係無期啦，即係希望我哋就 keep 住個 program 即係盡快做咁樣。其他嘅一啲有關嘅建議呢，就係話希望多啲資料，尤其是係即係譬如話整體性嘅即係策略性嘅一啲成個 Harbor 啊等等嗰啲圖呢係一齊傾咁樣。亦都希望我哋多啲即係推廣嗰啲呢啲咁樣嘅即係宣傳啊咁。喺實施即係實際實施嗰啲項目上面咧，其實有啲人就真係好擔心，即係究竟我哋其實係咪可以即係財政平衡嘅咧咁？亦都就住嗰個體育館呢個組群咧，其實啲人都質疑整體性嘅即係財政啊，點樣去邊個去管啊？邊個維修啊？邊個真係起啊？同埋將來嗰啲收費，即係係咪真係可以嗰啲體育界嘅人可以得益咧？咁好多人就要求即係快，即係亦都好多人要求快啲啦，快啲做啦，快啲做啦。亦都有人提出咧，就唔好淨係睇長遠啦，你快啲拎啲地出嚟係俾公眾使用。咁其實原理大體就係咁樣。
好多謝Iris 個好詳盡介紹啊，但我覺得咧就因為個內容好複雜啊，所以我要組織一下大家嗰個討論。咁我先問咗第一個問題先啊，因為呢個問題咧，我估即係好多委員都有興趣問，咁所以我幫大家問咗先，就係政府部門大致上有啲咩嘅回應啊？喺大家收到嘅文件嗰個撮要裏邊咧，就其實每一個summary 咧後邊都有一個政府回應，嗰度就係暫時空白住嘅。嗱，咁我哋都了解咧，就政府唔係即刻收咗咁多資料咧，就立刻可以去消化曬，然後即刻就答曬佢。咁呢個都係需時嘅。咁不過如果有個初步嘅回應咧，咁我覺得就如果政府部門可以俾到一啲嘅意見，咁大家俾委員會了解一下都好。咁但係呢個問題咧就我建議唔好可以唔需要回答住即係今個會議希望可以回答到啊，咁但係唔需要而家呢一刻咁去回答啊。咁或者我哋一陣間翻轉頭咧，先再翻翻呢個問題，就係政府對於嗰啲意見有啲咩整體上嘅回應。咁然後我又想邀請委員咧，係就頭先聽到 Iris 講啦，即係收到呢堆嘅，或者以大家曾經參與過嘅一啲論壇啊，你嘅觀察咧，咁去表達一啲意見。咁我想提議咧，就大家如果想攞翻第二階段公眾參與嗰個文件咧，就可以喺阿 Kelvin 嗰度去再攞翻嚟睇啊。咁我想大家咧就唔好係就呢個文件再俾你嘅意見，因為你評論呢個文件咧就係喺上次嘅會議啊。咁同埋今次我哋嘅目的就唔係再聽大家委員個別對佢有咩意見啊。 咁而係咧，即係我哋收集咗，我哋聽咗公眾嘅意見之後，咁我哋自己嘅睇法點樣？咁所以我先邀請大家咧，就首先有咩觀察啦？即係對於成個過程或者聽到嘅內容有咩觀察，或者就呢啲內容有冇嘢需要想澄清一下，想 Iris 咧去再講翻多啲嘅？就呢兩方面先去講一講你嘅意見先。委員Joe，
多謝嗰份好詳盡嘅文件。我想可唔可以再講多少少嗰個由收到啲意見到做成份文件中間嗰個過程，係收到啲意見之後，你點樣去分析之後而得出呢、這個其實係你哋對於個公眾意見嘅結論，跟住另一半就可能作出啲反應，咁點樣去得出呢個結論嗰過程，可唔可以再講多少少？唔該。
你點樣 summarize 嘅？
我哋其實去即係我哋將所有嗰啲譬如多倫嘅 notes 啦，然之後再一路不停好似雪花飛入嚟嘅嗰啲submissions 啊，咁我哋其實每一份都有睇嘅，即係將嗰個就係、是、即係我哋其實都用呢個咁嘅 framework， 即係正話講即係我哋分開譬如主要議題啊唔同嘅概念、發展概念啊，咁我哋就將佢咁樣我哋分拆。咁有一啲咧，的確係未必係完全報導得曬嘅，即係比較我哋就將嗰啲即係好明顯係好分化嘅嗰啲意見咧，就拎咗出嚟。如果有啲係比較類似，有少少唔同，但係類似嘅，我哋就冇即係盡錄咁樣。
Raymond，
主席或者我補充少少，主席因為我哋收嗰啲意見咧，係去到上個禮拜五嘅。咁我哋其實呢個文件嗰個目的咧，就主要就希望即係盡快第一時間將收到嗰啲意見咧，即係以一個撮要嘅形式，等各位委員即係有個印象，大概我哋收到啲咩意見。咁呢個文件咧，其實就唔係即係代表咗我哋即係對於即係對於呢啲意見嗰、那個做咗全詳盡嘅分析嘅。咁其實喺我哋而家個工作上面咧，我哋有幾方面進行緊嘅。一咧就係、是有關收到嗰啲意見，如果我哋對於收集到嗰啲意見有啲地方你唔係清楚嘅話咧，我哋都會去聯絡翻即係嗰個提供意見俾我哋嗰、那個，同佢哋去即係商討話到底佢嘅意思係點樣樣咧，即係大家了解多啲有個溝通。而另一方面咧，就就住某一啲意見，即係如果係我哋係要去深入咁去研究嗰個意見，有需要即係其他政府部門嘅支援咧，咁我哋都開始咗咧，就同其他啲部門去商討呢啲咁嘅意見。咁除此之外咧，我哋亦都咧係即係將呢啲咁嘅意見咧整理緊，就例如好似喺前面咧，我哋已經整緊曬所有嗰啲即係原裝版本啲意見咧，我哋亦都係會即係擺翻喺嗰個公眾諮詢嘅counter 嗰度咧，等公眾亦都可以即係睇到即係全份嗰啲意見係點樣樣。咁到目前為止咧，主席，我哋係即係未曾係即係對呢啲意見係即係作出咗即係全部嘅分析，亦都未曾有一個即係話已經 formally 咗嘅回應嘅。
即係而家第一時間係交個summary 俾我哋啫。
Sorry， 我想，因為我睇份 report 咧，就經常出現有 many 或者 some， 咁譬如即係我最中意講嗰個 sports stadium 嗰度，咁一開始話即係 many commenters 就 support， 咁後面就但係有好多 some 又 raise questions， 雖然永遠都冇 object 噶啦，當然永遠都係 raise questions， 我有 indicate， 咁究竟係咪 many 就代表咗個 majority？咁 some 就代表 minority 啦，咁但係下面三個 some 加埋又代唔代表多過個 many 呢？即係變咗我哋睇份，即係我睇完係好詳盡之後，但係仍然都好難得到一個即係 clear indication of 究竟係多啲人 support 定少啲人 support， 同埋你點 authenticate 佢哋講嗰句嘢囉，即係譬如 4.7 個 point 話 many comment， 你哋寫做 many commenters in particular the sports and local community support the development multi-purpose stadium complex in Kai Tak，咁係真係 many commenters among 所有嘅 comments 啊，定係 many commenters within 個 sports and local community 係 support？ 咁淨係少少 wording 嘅 difference， 其實得出嚟嗰個結果係好大嘅 difference 噶嘛。咁同埋究竟佢哋 support development multi-purpose stadium complex 啊，定係 support 嘅 development multi-purpose stadium complex in Kai Tak 咧？咁呢兩者有好大嘅 difference。咁你哋係即係你哋將會做嘅就係同佢哋去即係。 authenticity， 究竟佢係 support in general develop 個 student complex 啊，係咪就會做呢樣嘢係嘛？
係 ，Iris。
主席，我其實咧，我哋當我哋真係寫 many 嘅時候咧，咁其實就係真係比較 many 嘅，因為其實我哋其實有啲我哋譬如話寫心啊嗰啲咧，有陣時可能係一兩個人講，我哋都即係特別表達出嚟，就係因為有陣時係即係比較好唔同嘅 view， 我哋就唔想話嗰個好唔同嘅 view 係出唔到，咁所以變咗即係當我哋寫 many 嘅時候咧，其實係即係有好多嘅，真係相當數量嘅。咁但係如果你話即係我哋整體都係收咗百幾個啦，同埋即係有500人嚟參與啦，咁所以即係如果去計數咧，我哋其實係冇真係咁樣去統計。不過即係可以講嘅咧，就係我哋都盡量將就算係少數人講嘅嘢，只要佢係即係比較即係好明顯係有一個即係比較清晰嘅意見咧，我哋都會即係表達咗喺呢個 summary 嗰度。咁但係至於正話你提話究竟特別你提4.7嗰個咧，咁佢哋的確。尤其是在個 topical forum， 他們表達的呢就 是想在啟德的，即因為在那個 topical forum 呢事實上是 debate 了很久，就是在啟德啊、將軍澳啊、在即外面啊這樣，所以這個是比較肯定的。
好，
第一份即是我看完是很詳盡之後，但仍然都很難得到一個即係 clear indication of 究竟是多啲人 support 定少啲人 support， 同埋你點 authenticate 佢哋講嗰句嘢咯，即係譬如4.7個 point 就話 many commenters 寫到 many commenters in particular sports and local community support the development multi-purpose stadium complex in Kai Tak， 咁係真係 many commenters among 所有嘅 comments 啊，定係 many commenters within 個 sports？and local community 是 support， 我想只是少少 wording 的 difference， 其實得出來那個結果是很大的 difference 的嘛。還有究竟他們 support development multi-purpose stadium complex 還是 support development multi-purpose stadium complex in Kai Tak， 這兩者有很大的 difference， 那你們將會做的就是跟他們去authenticate 究竟他們 support in general develop 個 stadium complex 是不是就會做這件事
主席，我其實咧，我哋當我哋真係寫 many 嘅時候咧，咁其實就係真係比較 many 嘅，因為其實我哋其實有啲我哋譬如話寫心啊嗰啲咧，有陣時可能係一兩個人講，我哋都即係特別去表達出嚟，就係因為有陣時係即係比較好唔同嘅 view， 我哋就唔想話嗰個好唔同嘅 view 係出唔到，咁所以變咗即係當我哋寫 many 嘅時候咧，其實係即係有好多嘅，真係相當數量嘅。咁但係如果你話即係我哋整體都係收咗百幾個啦，同埋即係有500人嚟參與啦，咁所以即係如果去計數咧，我哋其實係冇真係咁樣去統計。不過即係可以講嘅咧，就係我哋都盡量將就算係少數人講嘅嘢，只要佢係即係比較即係好明顯係有一個即係比較清晰嘅意見咧，我哋都會即係表達咗喺呢個 summary 嗰度。咁但係至於正話你提話究竟特別你提4.7嗰個咧，咁佢哋的確。尤其是在個 topical forum， 他們表達的就 是想在啟德的，即因為在那個 topical forum 呢事實上是 debate 了很久，就是在啟德啊、將軍澳啊、在即外面啊，這樣所以這個是比較肯定的。
好，其他問題或者觀察 Paul Yes
Sorry the translation comes through a bit Yeah, same on the, I'd like to follow through a little bit on that one. The cruise terminal debate, I've been, of course, quite closely involved in a couple of the presentations and discussions. So when I read the report here, again, I see this conclusion of many people support cruise terminal in Kai Tak. But I, from my sense of the meeting that took place about cruise terminal, many people want a cruise terminal.Nobody has said in Kai Tak. I mean, it was not, I mean, there were a few people that specifically suggested there should be in Kai Tak. But we didn't give them any choice. It was like, do we have a cruise terminal or not? So, and from the public presentations of which I conducted in another capacity, at least two or three of them, I got roaring applause from at least one of them, in the Nauta Kop one,for the support of the rethink on whether it should be or should not be in Kai Tak, including I had emails back from strangers in the audience. And I have no idea how they found my email address. Three people, absolute strangers, who sent me emails afterwards to express their support. Now, in Nau Tau Kok, three people expressing their support, finding your email address and finding you and sending you an email, to me is an indication that your conclusion, many support, contradicts my experience of having emails from absolute strangers saying, we fully agree with you, there is something wrong with putting the thing at the end of the Kitek runway and using up 3 kilometers of the waterfront, including the road. So I don't understand the background, and maybe you can be more clear, how you feel comfortable to make these conclusions so adamantly in your document here. How much care have you taken to make sure that your conclusions are substantiated?
Alice.
Paul, I think when we talk about numbers, if it is necessary, we can actually, I don't know whether it is an additional cost or not, we can actually count. But I don't think it is, I think the most important thing is that we did report, even that there is only one person who talked about having it in a cyberport, maybe, you know, we still report it. Because we think that, as Paul mentioned, we didn't actually offer any choice because we are consulting on Kitek, so we only talk about Kitek. So when somebody talk about other locations, we report it, you know, just to make sure that, you know, the government departments would consider it afterwards.
If I may take that, I mean, you say I take great care in the reporting. When I read the report, you suggest that designing Hong Kong Harbour District has suggested cyberport. We have never suggested cyberport. We have made 2 submissions. Well, I mean, if I read the document here, I can quote you, but I mean, you suggested that cyberport and Lam Tau were suggested as alternative locations by designing Hong Kong Harbour District.
Chairman, you said, for example... We said, for example.
We never suggested that.
No, you suggested...
It says it in a document here. It says in a document, designing Hong Kong Harbour District suggested that. What I'm just taking this as an example of something I'm personally aware of because I was that representative, that in terms of great care in reflecting these public opinions, that maybe we have to be very careful with some of these very definitive statements we're making in this document.
Well, part of it is care... In the use of English, right? Iris?
I think Evelyn just told me that the original part of this phrase, for example, proposed by designing Hong Kong Harbour District, should follow West Kowloon. Mm-hmm. But somehow, I don't know why it came here. Mm-hmm. But then in our slides, we did put it in the right place.
But I want to... observe rather that at this point the important thing is to reflect accurately the views that we gather from the public engagement exercise rather than counting the number of people on each specific points. I don't know how useful it is. I guess Paul's point is that many people supported the cruise terminal in Kai Tak, but also many people do not support the cruise terminal in Kai Tak. Right? And of course, this is right. But I don't want us to be arguing between us the use of the English word many versus some, but rather to focus on the substance, which is that there are diverse views as to whether Kai Tak should be the location for a cruise terminal. Raymond, 你係咪有啲嘢想講？
係啊，主席，或者喺呢度，或者即係同各位委員講聲，即係因為即係我哋都係好希望係即係第一時間將嗰啲意見交俾委員啦。可能即係文件上即係有啲字眼各方面有啲唔完善嘅地方，但係委員所關心嘅咧就係嗰個。 嗰個報告有冇即係如實反映翻收到啲意見？喺呢方面咧，即係各位委員即係可以即係放心，因為咧我哋係希望係即係提供翻即係足夠嗰個 機制咧，大家可以監察到我哋做嘢嘅。有兩方面我哋想補充嘅，第一咧就係、是所有嗰啲公眾嘅論壇嘅活動咧，我哋都有 video clip， 我哋都會即係擺上網啦。第二咧就喺、是、呢個文件入邊咧，我哋就住即係每一個論壇，我哋都會做翻一個撮要。那個撮要咧就都係即係撮要咗，即係嗰個論壇嗰、那個嗰、那個發生咗啲咩事，咩人講過啲咩嘢。咁我哋希望咧就即係即係透過即係呢兩方面，即係嗰啲資料更加即係全面咁樣發放咧，就等即係委員可以即係睇到即係我哋去做嗰個撮要或者去睇嗰啲意見嗰陣時，即係有冇即係誤會咗咧、偏離咗咧，咁就呢方面就希望可以即係保障得到。主席，
係好。委員有冇其他嘅意見或者觀察？咁首先應該係阿 Kim 啊，然後阿吳生
啊。啊，多謝主席。其實睇到咧，就係、是、剛才 Aris 都俾咗好多啲正反意見我哋啦。咁其實呢個亦都係比較上係即係大家都個睇落去嗰個爭拗點仲係喺度嘅。咁有好多嘢仲我哋要嘥時間，或者係要擺多時間去點樣去協調下，或者點樣平衡下。咁有樣嘢，我想其實係想問一問係政府方面咧，其實有係喺呢個消息嘅未完結之前咧，已經係有好多政府部門局方面咧，已經係以呢個搶攤手法去做呢樣嘢嘅，尤其是呢個 multi-purpose sports stadium 嗰樣嘢咧，佢已經係帶到我哋要點樣去做啊？啲規模點樣集資啊？那個 operation 係點樣？已經係成咗一個勢，係佢我哋呢樣嘢係我哋必要嘅。你哋唔好再嚟搞我啦咁樣。另外就係 cruise terminal 嗰度，已經政府亦都係抌出一個好多方案，你要揀咗對，我一定要做呢樣做嗰樣。咁變咗係我哋想睇下，想聽下就政府個 policy 方面咧，係其實有幾多樣嘢係政府係決定係要落實嘅。咁定咗呢啲方向啦，咁我哋先至係點樣去調校嗰個規模啊，同埋即係而家細緻嗰樣。但係嗰啲樣嘢變咗係大家係。係將佢係理性啲去做咯，即係如果政府有需要嘅，我哋即係當然係要去配合政府整個發展方向同埋發展政策去為呢個香港去做一個一個經濟上或者發展上一個大方針，呢樣我哋應該要做到。但係如果而家咧，我哋喺各方面我哋都自己睇到咧，就尤其是你講緊一個係多呢個 multi-purpose stadium 嗰樣嘢咧，就係零八年，你嘅已經係嗰、那個東亞嘅已經係有好多你而家現有嘅嗰啲設施要翻新啦。咁你亦都話又要一方面另外你話係配一個 multi-stadium 呢個 stadium 咧係嗰個作用就係、是要取代其他啲現有嘅舊嘅嘢舊嘅設施。咁呢樣嘢你要抌咁多資源落去，而家又要去重新諗過係咪失？擺咗資源落去嘅時候，又要嗰個飛成係咪要俾到出嚟咧？咁樣我哋要即係睇下整個資源分配係點樣去部署咯。
好啊，陳先生呢個問題咧，亦都係即係剛才我提出嗰個大問題，政府嘅初步回應各方面，不過比較具體一啲咧，就係、是政府嘅部門咧有定咗嘅政策，咁然後經過呢個公眾參與之後咧，你會發覺個即係個意見係多元化嘅，即係有人支持嗰個政府政策，例如遊輪或者係體育館，但亦都有人唔支持。咁政府嘅回應係點樣咧？或者咧就我等委員去講埋先，然後政府喺嗰個回應嗰度咧一次過咁樣講埋啦。阿吳先生，
多謝主席啊。剛才聽了個報告之後呢，即是我都好同意呢有一點嘅，就係、是、嗰個時間上呢係好緊迫啊。假如間一路諮詢落去呢就無了期，咁天馬行空呢就即係要講就談何容易啊，係咪？咁但係呢我又覺得呢睇返嗰個原意呢，即係依家呢就有一塊咁嘅地啦。咁係咪好似有少少牽強，就係我哋怎樣去砌它啊，砌到完美為止啦，或者砌到呢是每個人都可以接受為止呢。但是這個是不是即是很實際咯。那你說商業區，商業區就我們現在目前啊，即是中區啊或者尖沙咀啊，已經是成為一個商業中心。那又好像有少少影響呢，就放在啟德這樣。 咁你如果話運sports 嘅嗰、那個嗰、那個訓練嘅地方咧，咁依家都或有關嘅嘢，有關嘅嗰啲設施咧，都係分散喺香港各地。咁甚至咧譬如話沙田咁啊，已經啊，即係銀禧中心啊，咁已經係一個非常重要嘅一個地點嚟噶啦。咁你話行呢、這個郵輪碼頭咁？咁先前大家都理解到咧，咁事實上有唔同意見。不過，究竟嗰啲即係遊輪嘅發展商啊，或者商界嗰方面咧，咁佢哋又認為點咧？咁我哋都要重視佢哋嘅意見啦，係咪？咁如果你一廂情願話啊，我將啟德變成遊輪碼頭，咁但係佢哋又覺得喂冇唔係好實際喎、啊、咁，咁我哋又有即係變咗又係好似我所講啊，變咗好牽強。嗱，主要我就覺得咧咁樣，即係如果我哋真係咁樣傾落去咧，會唔會考慮一個程序咧？其實好簡單嘅啫，先考慮咧就係話嗰個重心嘅發展先。咁如果有一個重心嘅發展嘅嗰個落腳點咧，咁然後咧再考慮一下咧，即係嗰個周邊嘅設施。咁會唔會即係 set 嗰個 priority 呢就可能會實際啲呢咁舉一個例譬如話譬如一下如果你話我想將成個其實我自己意願啫成個呢啟德嘅跑道就基本設施有兩點嘅啫咁第一呢就係、是、所有唔係話一定係所有基本上呢或者話多數呢是建設這個政府的大樓咁樣或者法院啊政府總部啊或者是稅務大樓啊或者是這個入境處啊咁等等係啦咁就集中咗咁但係呢當然你唔可能就咁好似排隊咁排咁一座座咁擺啦咁然後呢就諗下啲配套啦會唔會有一啲周邊嘅綠化地帶咁俾啲市民啦，咁海港側邊嘅地方啊，又可唔可以做一啲即係水上嘅休憩啊咁樣？咁會唔會係比較實際啲咯？主席，多謝啊。
好多謝啊，吳先生提出嘅好有用嘅意見咧，就我建議我哋一陣間再進一步咁去跟進啊，因為呢個亦都牽涉到咧跟住點樣去處理、點樣去整理下一個階段會唔會係？可以分開階段呢咁Paul wants to come back, but I'd like to go around to see if members have any views first before we get back to you. 咁所以呢就首先係梁先生然後林教授啊。Andy。
係其實我有個 observation 呢或者係即係未必定係咩意見其實我諗亦都係跟進返先之前兩位講嘅即係個關係都有啲咁，其實基本上我諗個 observation 喺嗰個第二階段嗰個諮詢嗰樣嘢咧，其實我諗可能即係喺規劃處嗰個組織嗰方面咧，就似乎咧就係、是、凸顯咗一啲所謂一啲 key 嘅 component 即係話一啲硬件喺嗰、那個無論喺三個OCP 嗰個 option 裏邊。反而就對嗰啲即係所謂 planning concept 啊，即係規劃嘅即係概念啊嗰方面咧，似乎嗰個擺重，即係擺重嗰樣嘢咧，就似乎失咗個機會咧，就可以令個公眾有一個大，即係大一個大一個宏觀少少嘅共識。即係我諗咧，就我唔知係咪因為即係喺某個層面方面咧，即係規劃處或者。即某有方面嘅，又有關方面嘅政府部門都可能好心急推行某一啲咁嘅硬件咧，尤其是即係我諗大家都知道話，郵輪碼頭啊、大場館啊方面咁，即係其實有個 topical， 即係有一啲特別嘅 topical forum 喺呢啲咁嘅所謂硬件或者係所謂核心啲嘅一啲即係大嘅組件咧，我諗即係似乎有個錯覺俾咗公眾咧，就話呢兩件嘢咧，就公眾咧就喺呢個階段咧，大家都要有一個。表態咧就話去啊唔去咁而如果係話呢個表態係話原則上支持嘅話咧，我諗可能咧同一時間咧政府有關部門咧都將呢兩個硬件咧推出去咁樣。咁我覺得有少可惜咯，因為其實我諗即係好坦白講喺我哋喺即係公眾嘅感覺嚟講咧，就基本上而家郵輪碼頭啊，即係 即係更加啦。咁即係其實已經進行緊啊呢樣嘢。咁似乎係咪即係變咗就話呢兩三件硬件已經係定咗案，咁而先翻翻去做嗰、那個話第三階段或者第即係第二階段嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個諮詢嘅總體嘅結論咧？其實我諗。即係我覺得有少少可惜咗，就係呢樣嘢。其實我諗，如果你話呢啲咁嘅主要嘅硬件方面咧，你嘅出去咁，當然有關嘅 stakeholder 咧就會即係當然係即係舉腳贊成嘅呢、這個。即係我諗嗰個公眾嘅注意力咧，其實喺咗呢啲硬件上嚟睇咧，就似乎將嗰件嘢係有少少即係即係嗰個次序方面咧，有少少混淆咗咯。多謝主席。
我相信個意見咧嘅意思唔係話唔應該做嗰啲專題論壇啊，因為嗰啲專題論壇係我哋叫佢哋做嘅。咁但係咧反而咧就係即係藉住呢個機會，而家我哋馬後炮咁睇翻咧，都如果能夠有多一啲專題討論，唔係嗰幾個硬件，而係譬如專題討論下個周邊連接，或者咧專題討論個海港嘅vitality同埋專題討論係有關個文化傳統文化遺產啟德嘅氣質咁，咁嗰個咧就如果我哋做咗咧就會好啦。咁而家不過我哋已經做完啦，咁呢個我覺得都係一個好意見啊，林教授啊，
係主席多謝。就如果我最初理解你即係開場白冇錯咧，我哋今天咧就唔係就住份嘅文件再講翻我哋有啲咩意見咧，而係咧我哋嘅委員會作為一個委員會咧嚟到睇翻喺以往嗰兩三個月裏邊嘅工作，究竟今天嘅簡報咧係咪能夠反映出我哋所收集到嘅意見？咁依個咧就係嗰個嘅前設。就委員會，我諗即係作為一個委員，我哋所睇就係、是，既然我哋有咁嘅任務嘅時候，我哋個過程係點樣咧？咁就同埋咧就。而家我哋今天所見到嗰啲嘅所謂 findings 係點樣咧？即係我自己嘅觀察咧，就其實即係喺以往呢兩三個月裏邊，即係部門以至到顧問咧，都做咗好多不同嘅工作，亦都有不同嘅工作坊。我自己都去嗰啲就好遺憾，就唔能夠即係參與曬所有咁多。我就亦都可以去睇得到，就係意見咧，就其實比較我最初所想像咧嘅分歧係比較大，即係所謂 opinionated 嘅。咁當然即係諗翻轉頭嘅時候，亦都去理解咧，就當你睇細嘅嘢嘅時候，缺乏咗大嗰個 context 嘅時候咧，就容易咧，可能係即係比較即係唔能夠從宏觀地嚟到睇，咁所以咧就比較集中有陣時去睇啲細嘅嘢嘅。咁依個咧，我相信咧就即係當局。去睇咗啲意見之後咧，亦都即係將呢啲嘢帶翻去個大。其實我哋睇大係最重要嘅。喺一個好短嘅時間裏邊去收集啲意見嘅時候，即係我都可以去理解。我剛才都諗，如果我寫份嘢嘅時候點寫，絕對唔容易嘅。咁而即係我諗好多委員咧，亦都參與過不同嘅場合啦。咁我有一個建議就係、是，如果你參與過，你真係覺得有啲嘢好似同嗰陣唔同嘅時候咧。always 即係嚟到再俾翻即係秘書處俾翻即係話有關嘅顧問咁，即係去等你再反映翻究竟係咪咁樣嘅情況咧咁。咁我亦都就相信即係當局嚟講，亦都會好細心嚟到去考慮嗰啲嘢。就我講過話，即係意見咧就肯定有不同咯。我自己對某啲嘅項目都持一啲好強嘅意見。咁我相信咧就到最後嘅時候。數目就唔係話最重要一個嘅考慮。如果我哋係要睇數目嘅時候，可能即係好似好買啲咁，你俾張卡你填一二三咁嘅，嗰個唔係最重要，而係嗰個 quality， 尤其是我哋點將佢放喺一個大嘅規劃裏邊，尤其是海港規劃裏邊，咁嗰個質素咧亦都好重要。咁所以我只係希望即係就住咁嘅機會咧就。希望當局嘅考慮嘅時候，即係當然個數目嘅多寡會一個嘅參考，但係咧嗰個嘅質素，以至到點樣將成個香港嘅維港去規劃得好咧，依、這個咧係最大嘅前提。好多謝主席。
林教授嘅意見。未發言嘅委員有冇問題或者意見？李生，
多謝主席。 我相信委員會咧都好多謝阿 Anthony、Raymond 啊同埋 Iris 佢哋嘅同事咧做咗好多功夫同埋好多嘅 forum， 因為佢哋嗰個即係努力咧，其實都反映喺呢個報告裏面。咁就我自己個人睇咧，這個報告都幾反映曬即係大部分個 forum 裏面所講嘅意見。咁我有一個觀察到嘅一點嚟嘅。咁 Iris 喺個 slide 3嗰度咧講 key issues， 咁呢個我相信係幾關鍵嘅嘢嚟嘅。就是有啲公眾咧就懷疑究竟呢一部分嘅即係呢個水體咧 ，KTAC 咧係唔係海港一部分？咁即政府未回應之前就最好啦，因為我諗如果有任何少少嘅懷疑都好啦，喺呢個階段咧就我覺得即係作為保護即係呢個共維港委員會一部分一份子咧，有我哋貢獻喺度嘅。就其實根據通則與釋義條例咧，就嗰部分嘅水體係海港一部分，這個係不容置疑噶啦。咁就如果要填海咧，就要通過呢個鄰隔性公眾需要測試啦。咁其實因為亦都有啲意見咧，公眾意見就係話少少嘅小型填海得唔得咧？去做一啲 essential facilities for enhancement waterfront area 咧。咁中審庭嗰個判詞就係話，即係無論係幾小型嘅填海都好咧，都係要係審視啊，係咪即係通過到呢個鄰隔性公眾需要個測試咁樣嚇。咁即係唔好介意我長氣，咁我就只係最簡短咁去回應咗我 observation 嚇。唔該曬。
係，我好同意，即係如果有啲我哋現階段已經可以好確定咁話咗俾人聽咧，咁應該盡快話俾人聽。如果有人問嗰、那個係咪受過條例㗎，咁係就應該係啦。咁其實我個人反而有個問題咧，即係有趣嘅問題，即係唔係而家答啊，而係若果嗰啲方案係會進行啊。將個跑道咧下邊鑿穿咗咧，咁鑿穿咗個穴算唔算係海港啊？即係咁，第日如果想再填翻咧，係或者喺下邊嗰度整啲墩咧，算唔算係填海？即係又要邊個法咧？呢、這個幾有趣啊！不過嗰個反而唔係我哋今日要講嘅問題。我有冇其他未發言委員？如果冇咧，就我想請阿 Paul 仲有一個意見係咪
？Chairman members, I try to be comprehensive, and but I'd like to take a few minutes to look at this document.
Okay.
I have some the smaller issues, which is about the presentation and the way this report is being set out, and if the government is. And the consultants are happy to take in some comments on that one. I'm happy to give them. And then there are the big issues. Now, if I can start with the big issues.
Yeah, please.
If we look at the big vision, then I think at almost every of the land uses that we have here, we have the issue of what is the territorial requirement. Mm-hmm. And then there is the issue of what is our vision for the harbour front. Then there is the issue of what's being Kai Tak.And somehow, all these comments, if you really look at them, the discussion, the big question is, first of all, is there a territorial requirement? What is the territorial requirement? Cruise terminals, sports stadium, housing, offices, commercial, jobs, development. And it seems that we have been working in a vacuum, which is an issue that the Harbour Business Forum, the Business Environment Council, Designing Hong Kong Harbour District have been raised.Since for the last 1.5 years. So the question is whether we as the Kai Tak subcommittee can go to the next stage without first having clarity on those territorial requirements and a clear definition. Because obviously from all these issues, this whole complexity in this, the discussion and not being able to judge people's comments and put them in the right picture had to do with the fact that we have no clear vision.On our territorial requirements and no clear vision for our harbour front. We haven't said these are our priority land uses for the harbour front, for that little bit of land left. And because we don't have that, how can we judge these comments? So they look very complex and very complicated. And that is the big issue I think we should address. The same thing is the big issue on reclamation. The protection of the harbour ordinance says that we have an obligation to maintain and preserve the harbour.To maintain and preserve the harbour, one of the issues is reclamation. The other issue is how we design and sculpt the harbour front. How do we make sure that people can get on and off the water? Those are all kind of things. You cannot maintain and preserve the harbour, maintain the harbour, if you don't sculpt your harbour front and put the right facilities and have land-water interfaces. those are, that's all part of good maintenance. Now that's, again, it's a territorial issue. We haven't dealt with those. We have touched upon it in a harbour enhancement specific briefing. Position papers were delivered by Citizen Envisioning, Designing Hong Kong Harbour District, Business Environment Council. We haven't taken that discussion any further. Now we're sitting with this thing in front of us, and that is the obstacle. We haven't dealt with it. So again, a territorial issue that we haven't dealt with. So that's, I believe, Chairman, is one of the big issues that we'll have to, as a Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee, go back to the government and advise on, or take it up to the HCC level, or take it whatever level it needed before this really can progress. We need a framework. I've looked at international examples for development in other cities, and for a site like this, you know, we have about 10 kilometers of harbourfront left for development. What is our priority for that harbourfront? In other cities, they have said, my number one requirement is land users dependent on the water. Because if I don't use that last 10 kilometers for land users dependent on the water, I can't use the water. Ah, it's a very clear principle. It's a priority that they said. The second priority was marine and marine-supported related land users. My second priority. My third priority, public open space, access. Fourth priority, generating new jobs. So they had a clear vision for those cities about what they wanted to do with that last remaining bit of harbourfront. If I look at our vision and objectives for Kai Tak, we don't have any idea what we set there out as land users. So I think without putting a framework together like that, we cannot go back to the public and make a sensible comments. We come back with a smorgasbord of commentary and we cannot place it in a framework because we have no framework. So we have lots of complex discussions, as the gentleman just put forward. We can have these discussions endlessly. Now, Chairman, that's the big picture, I believe. Now, if I just go into some of the presentation of this this document, if you allow me to just quickly hit on some of the slides.
Mm-hmm, please.
Slides on page 3, slide 2, reserve sites for undesignated users. I believe that this is a general issue that's been brought up by various people to say, let's just not do one fixed master plan, but let's have phasing, let's develop and grow the site, the development of Kai Tak. So I'm not sure whether the phrasing undesignated users is some, to me I don't really understand it. I understand this as a comment that has been made by many people. Don't put the whole thing, don't lock yourself in. The key issues that I think is missing that has been, that I have heard at many of these presentations, is that what is going on with the planning process? We've got three concepts that are identical. It's a key issue raised by many people. I don't see that reported here. There have been key and important questions asked at many different occasions by many people that said, what are you doing? These concept plans are the same. And I don't see that issue being addressed here. And that is a key issue. And it's not being addressed. So I hope we can, going forward, address that. The Kai Tak approach channel, is there no consensus? I believe there's a clear consensus. People want to get rid of the smell. Do no reclamation as where possible, and then do a cost-benefit analysis how you can get rid of the pollution. I mean, if you look at all the comments, there's a clear consensus. I think that there is, we cannot present this as no consensus. That seems to be a very careless interpretation of the comments received. And as a side note, Chairman, I've received a photograph from scuba divers who went under the water, photographed the seabed, and found enema eating up the pollution. So in good time, the pollution will be gone. So the nature is already
brave people in Hong Kong.
There are brave people, and nature is taking care of itself, Chairman. Chairman, and the issue about the key issues about connectivity and interface with surrounding districts. Really, the issue is really a big issue in Hong Kong. Are we building roads and podium communities? Are we building streets and building a community of Hong Kong? The Kai Tak plan is again a plan of roads and podiums, rather than streets and community building. You know, I think that's we have to take it to that level, that discussion. Mm-hmm. We cannot just talk about this connectivity and come up with a few footbridges. It is really the big issue about community building. Then on the So I just go further to the issues about development concepts. I see offers, notes, and commercial development put together into one slide. Again, my understanding is that offers development is one form of commercial development, and that is not necessarily commercial development. If I put in an ice factory on the waterfront, that is not an offers development, but I've zoned it for an ice factory, I develop the commercial fishing industry because I provide them with an ice factory, and that's commercial development. You know, we have to look at those definition of terms, because if I see the feedback of the Liberal Party generating employment opportunities, they're not talking about building office complexes. They are talking about generating jobs, new jobs, not available in Hong Kong. This is a key objective to how we do our land uses. So again, I think we'll have to be careful in how we present this this matter. If I go further, Chairman, just the issue about the provision of commercial sports training recreational facilities in Metro Park. For my feedback that I understand is from the community is that we're talking about diversity in land uses and integration of the land uses to make sure there's a vibrant environment. That if we have the environment like we have it here, the building stadium, the metro park, a hospital, an EMSD, then we have this entire area, plus the roads here being an entire area which after 5 o'clock is empty. We have a non-vibrant environment which is not an integrated land use. And that I think is an issue that people have as a key issue brought up. The cruise terminal, Chairman, I've already mentioned that the many support an early development of cruise terminal in that seminar where I was present, and I'm fully aware of the tourism industry, being myself the executive director of a travel agency here in Hong Kong and active in the tourism market. There is absolutely no consensus that it should be in Kai Tak. As far as I'm concerned and as far as they came out of that meeting, people said we need a cruise terminal facilities. Nobody said we need them in Kai Tak. Now, again, the framework for evaluating that option has not been provided. What is the sustainable distribution of facilities around the harbour? If I put a cruise terminal in Kai Tak, what does it cost me as a society? What's the benefit? If the cost in Kai Tak is 3 kilometres of my waterfront, the cost of upgrading Kowloon Point is no additional infrastructure. The cost of putting in West Kowloon is 0.5 kilometre of my waterfront. Then I have a criteria to evaluate. I don't see any of this. We cannot have this discussion without a criteria like this. The aviation-related facilities, Chairman, again, the community have a clear territorial requirement for small aircraft facilities. These people don't necessarily have to be in Kai Tak. But if we don't address the territorial requirement, we always have it as a discussion for Kai Tak, no Kai Tak. It's not a discussion about Kai Tak, no Kai Tak. It's first of all a discussion about territorial requirements, which the government has to address, and then address whether Kai Tak would or would not be the right location for it, and then how it would fit into Kai Tak. And we have to come back to them properly. You cannot come back and say, oh, sir, it cannot be in Kai Tak, sorry, bye-bye. That would be very inappropriate news. The urban design and landscape framework, I believe that is a talk about key issues about design rather than land use. The open space recreation facilities about land use, and I suggest strongly that we make a distinction between active and non-active uses. If the open spaces around the highways cannot be used, those are non-active open spaces, and we should treat them and qualify them somewhat differently than otherwise. On the marine-related facilities, Chairman, we have not asked for more water-based activities to be provided by the government. We have asked for land use zoning for land uses which are water-dependent, and then on marine and marine support-related land uses, we don't have asked for the government to provide those facilities or provide the activities as such. So, again, I think we have to be careful how that's defined. On the transportation side, I believe there's two different issues here mixed up together. One is a key issue, which is the issue of mobility. People being able to go around town and go around Kai Tak. The other one is how much land is being used for roads and road infrastructure, which is a land use issue. And the other one is a mobility and so on issue. So that's two different issues, and we should separate them. One is the land use development side, and I put the key issues about how we're going to get around and how sustainable it is and what mobility infrastructure we use and how we get to walk around town. on the development concept, which are the refuge and the sewage treatment. As I pointed out here, the hospital, the EMSD, take up an enormous amount of space, and I don't see them identified in the original document as key land development.
Well, they're very key,
very big. I don't see them here under development concept identified, so they all fall. I'm not sure why we don't follow the same land use schedule which we have in the original document, where we have government institutional uses, and talk about all those, because they are a particular group of uses, and we should in the report come back to them as such. And the last little point, I think that the removal or the conversion of the existing bridge into either a drawbridge or removal entirely has not been mentioned as a proposal that has been made by the sports community and by ourselves. So that's my detailed feedback, Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, I wouldn't ask the government to respond to these points. Many of these, it seems to me, are comments on the original document itself, which Paul, you're just taking advantage of this report to reiterate some of the comments, response on the original document. As to the issue of the bigger framework, now again, this is not a new issue, a new point. Perhaps something that has to do with the policy bureaus, but this committee and the HEC as a whole is not the committee that sets sports policy or aviation policy. Obviously, some government bureaus will have the responsibility to locate, some piece of land for aviation, for private aviation use. But it is not within the purview of a Harbourfront Enhancement Committee to really look into that. 我就唔想鼓勵大家喺即係剛才嗰啲嘅意見上面咧，即係嗰啲意見其實好多係都係再翻去評論呢本嘅公眾諮詢摘要嘅內容啊。咁所以我想睇下大家委員，雖然阿 Jo 你就即係舉個手啊，咁但係即係我想知道有啲咩係有關剛才呢個報告咧，即係睇到嘅意見。即希望我唔係再翻去評論嗰個文件嘅。
我可唔可以評論個過程啊？
嗯，係好。
因為即係睇今次嗰份報告，其實同睇上次份報告係好似樣嘅，即係嗰啲 topic 就係嗰啲，跟住到最後又係有啲叫做other suggestions 係嘛 ？other proposals。咁其實呢啲所謂 other proposals， 我哋喺上次嗰、那個即係。在做完public consultation 之後已經有這些 other proposals， 即是我們做那個 plan 之前在 stage 1的時候，但是這些 other proposals 我們在個過程之中是怎樣去 incorporate 我們現在這些這樣的 concept plan， 也可能在下一個 stage 將會 incorporate 去最後那個叫做所謂就是那個proposal。 因為我想其實我們有這個委員會的那個主要原因是因為希望可以 facilitate 到公眾參與，就是 public participation。 但我覺得即經過幾個 round of 這些這樣的 activities 之後，我覺得那個 attitude towards 公眾參與呢，是我有一點即覺得是 questionable。 我很記得即我在第一次這個會看第一份 digest， 我已經提出過為什麼有某些硬件，就像 Andy 這樣說，某些硬件特別是emphasize 咗咧，譬如又係個 sports stadium、cruise terminal、aviation activities。到我哋做咗一次工作坊 ，Charette， 我哋貼咗九張 plan 喺度。我亦都做一次 comment， 點解我哋開始俾啲企佢哋又係有嗰啲咁嘅 stadium？ 到今次做三份個 concept plan， 又係有嗰三份都係仍然有嗰啲咁嘅硬件，我覺得係冇問題嘅。但係其實喺呢啲硬件中間，其實係唔少市民俾個意見。關於 sports， 譬如 triathlon 嘅 training centre， 譬如 water sports， 譬如乜嘢，嗰啲全部都係關於個 land use， 即係個 sport land use。但係我唔知係咪因為即係我對 planning 認識唔係真係咁深。但係如果 housing 有一個 land use， 咁係咪 multi-purpose stadium 有一個 land use 咧，定係其實一個 building type 咧？我諗兩樣嘢完全係唔同。但係點解會擺埋一齊講嘅咧？咁如果你講 recreational 或者 sports 嘅 land use 嘅話咧，咁點解嗰啲 comment 係從來都唔會令到呢一個叫做 sports stadium， which 代表咗 sports Land Use 呢個項目咧係有任何改變咧，經過咁多個 round 嘅公眾參與。咁係咪經過今個 round 之後，到下一次我哋做最後嗰張 plan 喺 stage 3 嘅時候，又係有翻呢一樣一模一樣嘅 stadium 出現咧？即係一個 example 咯，我唔想講到 detail 講 stadium。而咁多體育團體提出過嘅意見，係從來都唔喺我哋任何一個 stage 裏面做出嚟嘅有反映到嘅啦。因為我覺得呢個同可能即係離題少少，但呢個就係個 report 咯。I'm sure 我哋下一個 round 做完張 plan 有翻又係呢一個。Sports Stadium 有埋曬好靚嘅 animation， 我唔明白點解數目係咁難以做，我哋可以用咁多錢去做啲咁靚嘅 3D rendering 嘅 animation， 咁我哋係咪又呢樣嘢出現？咁最後我諗得到嘅結果唔係又係啲 other proposal 度，我哋又見翻龍珠城咯，大家都好熟悉阿龍珠城噶啦，其實 Aaron 唔使解釋，我諗大家都聽好多次，我哋又會見翻其他呢啲咁嘅car racing ground， 又會見翻，我從來都唔會嘗試喺我哋嘅 report 裏邊 address 呢啲咁嘅問題。咁譬如後面睇 other proposal， 有 sports competition long runway 啊 ，venue for concert or art performance 啊 ，car racing ground 啊，或者之前提嘅 triathlon training centre 同 water sports 嘅啲嘢，呢啲唔係 part of 嗰個 sports stadium 嗰個 discussion 咧，應該點解會叫做 other proposals 咧？係因為政府已經有一個咁樣嘅 stadium， and is this stadium or no stadium at all？ 所以我哋唔會將呢啲嘢講埋一齊講。如果咁嘅時候，我覺得即係其實頭先亦都有其他委員講呢個 report 係可以好。反映到市民的意見啦，咁 Aris 都話呢度好分化意見，但係我諗個重點係我哋得到個 report 之後，我哋點去 address 呢啲咁嘅問題，同埋點將一啲公眾意見即係 incorporate 落我哋以後嘅工作嗰度咧？如果唔係，咁如果你淨係個 concept 即係 comment 落份 report， 咁我只可話呢份係一份好詳盡、好好嘅 report 咗。嗱個 report 嘅用處係乜咧？我諗我哋都需要傾下。
嗯，好，多謝阿 Joe 呢個意見。或者我都試下再組織一下我哋跟住嘅討論啦。咁我就或者用 Joe 嘅意見開始先啦。我諗係一個好 valid 嘅一個意見咧，就係、是大家公眾俾嘅好多元化嘅意見噶嘛。咁點解有啲係採納，有啲唔採納咧？呢個係即係阿 Joe 一早就提出嚟噶。咁我諗我哋委員會會有興趣知道，即係政府或者係專業嘅。規劃師他們所採取的方法和態度是怎樣、即是會不會呢是適合那些我就放下去，不適合聽的 我就說 一概不要了、如果是這樣其實 都可以都沒有壞的，如果政府是有一個政府政策，你適合政府政策的我就接受，不適合的我就拒絕、但如果說到明呢、即我覺得大家都會理解、同不同意一件事，但起碼大家知道但是第一個階段的時候呢，可能這個就不是太清晰，或者在第二階段如果要再去進一步的話呢，就可能有個期望呢，就是人家公眾提出來的，如果你覺得是很淺薄或者完全不可行的，你不是說到明話，就是這個我們是拒絕的，就是沒可能做得到的，或者呢是他可能但是我們不喜歡，又或者不適合政府政策、要拒絕，即我覺得呢是一個明確的講了跟著再進一步呢是 會比較好一些，也都給了一個機會呢，公眾呢就可以跟你即不同意，可以 disagree， 他覺得你認為他不可行，他覺得很可行，那你不是挑戰他的公眾去再進一步深化他的個建議咯，又或者公眾可能會接受你的意見，大家看看怎樣去融合咁、我哋其實已經開始係講到咧下一步點樣啦，咁所以我建議咧就而家先請部門或者係顧問咧答翻頭先我提嗰個問題啊，即係對呢份報告而家整咗出嚟收到啲結果，你哋政府嘅初步回應係點樣？咁我哋聽咗呢個初步回應之後咧，我哋再有一個討論咧，就係、是跟住我哋用 Joe 嘅意見開始先啦。我諗係一個好 valid 嘅一個意見咧，就係、是大家公眾俾嘅好多元化嘅意見噶嘛。咁點解有啲係採納，有啲唔採納咧？呢個係即係 Joe 一早就提出嚟噶。咁我諗我哋委員會會有興趣知道，即係政府或者係專業嘅。規劃師他們所採取的方法和態度是怎樣，即是會不會呢是適合那些我就放下去，不適合聽的 我就話一概唔要啦。如果係咁，其實都可以，都冇壞嘅。即係如果政府係有一個政府政策，你啱我政府政策嘅咧，我就接受；唔啱嘅咧，我就拒絕。但係如果講到明咧，咁即係我覺得大家都會理解啊。同唔同意一件事，但係起碼大家知道。但係第一個階段嘅時候咧，可能呢度就唔係太清晰。咁或者喺第二階段，如果要再去進一步嘅話咧，就可能有個期望咧，就係人哋公眾提出嚟嘅。如果你覺得係好淺薄或者完全唔可行嘅，你咪講到明話，即係呢個我哋係拒絕嘅，即係冇可能做得到嘅。或者咧係佢可能，但係我哋唔中意，又或者唔啱政府政策要拒絕。即係我覺得咧係一個明確啲嘅講咗，跟住再進一步咧係會比較好一啲嘅。咁亦都俾咗個機會咧，公眾咧就可以同你即係唔同意啊，可以 disagree。佢覺得你認為佢唔可行，佢覺得好可行，咁你咪挑戰佢個公眾去再進一步深化佢嗰個建議咯。又或者公眾可能會接受你嘅意見，咁大家睇下點樣去融合。咁我哋其實已經開始係講到咧下一步點樣啦。咁所以我建議咧就而家先請部門或者係顧問咧答翻頭先我提嗰個問題啊，即係對於呢份報告而家整咗出嚟，收到呢啲結果，你哋政府嘅初步回應係點樣？咁我哋聽咗呢個初步回應之後咧，我哋再有一個討論咧，就係跟住我哋而家仲係做緊第二階段資料嘅整理，咁點樣去進行第三個階段個公眾諮詢嘅計劃咧？即係我想我哋嘅討論係咁樣去進行啊。咁所以首先就講翻個回應先啦。Anthony，
係主席，或者我就住幾位委員嗰個問題咧，作出少少回應先，唔該啊。阿 Joe 啊 ，Andy 啊 ，Kim 同埋阿 Mr. 五，咁就即係佢哋提到咧，有啲所謂硬件咧，點解會喺我哋嗰、那個Outline Concept Plan 上邊咁樣嘅？咁我就講嗰、那個即係、就是、我哋嗰個理念啦。咁就如果大家都記得咧，喺我哋現時嗰、那個核批咗嘅分區的大綱圖裏面呢都有幾個很重要的發展的建議的一個就是那個都會公園一個就是那個多用途的體育場一個就是一個郵輪碼頭啦這樣那就如果不是因為那個填海的問題呢這些建議呢就已經即可以政府根據它的優先次序呢可以逐步呢就是即係進行㗎啦，咁因為填海嘅問題咧，所以我哋有需要咧再重新即係檢討過整個啟德個發展咁樣嘅。咁就喺呢一方面咧，所以我就喺第一階段或者第二階段嗰個公眾參與方面咧，亦都將翻以前已經獲得接納嗰個建議咧，再次咧就擺出嚟，再聽聽公眾嗰個意見係點樣嘅。咁雖然咧就係、是。即係有好多人士都有啲唔同嘅意見，但係普遍嚟講咧，對於幾個大嗰個建議項目咧，亦都有一定嗰、那個支持嘅。咁好似郵輪碼頭啊，呢、這個多用途嘅體育館啊，咁樣都有一定嗰、那個支持嘅。咁而事實上咧，政府亦都係咧，政府係一都係咧就好。樂意咧就即係如果係有可能咧，就盡快咧就興建呢啲設施。呢、這個點解會咁樣咧？就呢啲咁嘅設施咧，就對於香港個經濟，好似郵輪碼頭，對香港個經濟、旅遊發展喺長遠嚟講有好大嘅益處。嗰、那個多用途嘅體育館，對於香港發展體育喺國際上嗰個形象、體育形象方面咧，亦都有好大嘅提升。咁呢方面咧，政府咧就有一個政策上嘅支持咧。就希望咧，盡快喺啟德咧就興建呢啲咁嘅設施嘅。咁我哋喺規劃方面咧，就亦都有個責任咧，就係盡量配合政府一啲嗰個政策上嗰、那個實施。所以喺我哋呢方面咧，喺我哋規劃方面咧，都盡量希望咧，就喺啟德方面咧，亦都會預留土地咧，作呢啲設施嗰個興建嘅。咁我希望咧喺呢方面咧就澄清咗各位委員嗰啲一啲疑問嚇。多謝主席。
咁不如講翻即係收集咗意見，然後初步嘅回應啊，有冇啊？阿 Raymond，
主席，有好多意見咧，我哋今次收集咗咧，就其實都
規劃係即係幾頭痛啊，主席，因為那個內容本身咧，大家都見到係都幾diverse 嚇，咁就喺做呢啲收集咗意見做公眾諮詢，如果收翻嚟啲意見，大家個意見如果較為統一嘅話，咁當然我哋會易做好多啦。咁但係我哋今次收到翻嚟嘅意見都幾 diverse， 咁嗰個問題可能係即係或者係好似阿教授。或者即係嗰個大嗰個 picture 係點樣樣咧？如果我有一個大嘅 picture， 大家係清晰嘅話咧，咁啲意見可能會容易啲統一，容易啲去歸納。咁而家我哋係有冇嗰個大嗰、那個所謂個大嗰個 picture 咧？就即係係有嘅，即係個大嘅 picture 就即係喺即係我哋喺個地區做啟德呢個規劃，喺呢個地區層面嘅規劃啦。大嗰個 picture 就係即係整個即係全港嘅發展策略啦。嗰、那個啊海港計劃啦，咁而呢啲所有唔同嘅喺啲隔離策略性嗰啲規劃咧，就亦都係即係不斷咁喺度即係檢討緊，而家亦都係做緊嘅。咁如果喺個地區嘅規劃嘅層面嚟講咧，我哋只可以即係根據翻而家已有嗰個大嗰個環境，跟翻嗰個政策，儘量喺個地區規劃嗰度去做，而亦都係因應翻即係嗰個策略性整全港嗰、那個計劃有咩改變咧，亦都去調節嘅啫。我哋跟住而家要做咧，我哋係已經開始做嘅咧，就係就住收到嗰啲意見咧，就盡量咧係去了解佢嗰個內容啦。正如頭先嗰個委員提出咗，到底我哋係咪充分到掌握到真正嘅意見係點樣樣咧？咁呢啲亦都係即係持續緊而家做緊嗰個工作嚟嘅。咁今日如果聽到好多意見，即係幫我哋即係澄清咗，其實個意見收到意見係咁嘅喎，唔係你哋心諗咁嘅喎。咁呢啲我哋係要去做，首先我哋要清楚知道收到嘅意見係乜。我哋去做呢樣嘢，我哋希望係透過同翻嗰個即係俾意見我哋嗰個組織去接觸翻啦。如果我哋唔清楚嘅話，我哋亦都鼓勵，如果啲組織俾咗意見我哋，佢想係即係當面同我哋即係再傾傾，嚟到去深化佢哋嘅意見，或者鼓勵佢哋同我哋聯絡，從而令到我哋可以更加掌握得到佢哋嘅意見係點樣樣嘅。而另一方面喺政府內部裏面咧，我哋都會去聯絡有關嘅政府部門，就住嗰啲意見本身喺唔同部門嗰個工作範疇，去徵詢佢哋對於呢啲意見嘅睇法。而我哋做所有呢啲嘢嗰個目的，都係希望可以係即係幫到我哋去制定到一張即係初步嗰個分區個大綱圖。我哋曾經經過喺第一階段嗰個啟德規劃檢討嘅公眾參與計劃。在那裡我們都是即聽了委員會的意見呢，是即嘗試過一些做法呢，就是將我們收到的意見，我們集合了政府的初步的回應，再將一些回應和公眾人士去分享。我們當時是即做過這個這樣的一個這樣的工序，在看回轉頭這個工序呢，也都是即幫到我們在制定那些所謂的概念規劃大綱圖的。咁即係如果聽聽委員嘅意見，即係如果覺得即係呢一個咁樣嘅工序係幫到我哋繼續去即係深化啟德嗰個規劃，去完成制定嗰個初步嗰、那個發展大綱圖嘅話咧，咁我呢啲我哋係即係絕對可以考慮係即係繼續去咁樣去做嘅，主席。
好多謝。咁我哋跟住就會討論下一步點樣啦。不過或者都請房屋區啊地政局嘅黃月華首席助理秘書長。
其實咧就我啲同事咧，即已經幫我講曬我想講嘅，主要就係話牽涉所謂政策嘅問題咧。頭先正如主席你都指出咧，例如呢個小組委員會，甚至房屋局啊、規劃地政局，佢其實係政府咁多個局裏面其中一個。咁我哋本身亦都唔係制定咧遊輪政策或者呢、這個體育館嘅政策，我哋唔係負責嗰樣政策。咁我哋政策局主要嘅功能就是咧作為一個所謂 facilitator 啦，喺呢個土地用途規劃，包括成立共建港委員會，咁就係咧即係支持呢個委員會工作咧，去促進呢個公眾參與，將公眾參與嗰個公眾嘅信息咧反映翻俾各有關政策局去考慮佢哋佢個政策上嘅嘢，咁然後咧我哋嗰個規劃土地用途咧就配合。咁頭先有唔少委員都問，喂點解嗰幾個一定喺度？頭先阿 Anthony 咧亦都解釋咗，或者我趁你講一次就是。政府嘅政策上下即係呢個土地用途規劃咧，都要考慮其他政策局佢嘅政策嘅。咁我哋係會配合嘅，因為嗰個政府已經事實上 係有一個清晰嘅政策咧，係唔係而家新嘅？喺第上一個嗰個已經批核嗰個大方圖度已經係反映咗出嚟㗎啦。咁就算喺呢個公眾諮詢嘅過程兩階段咧，頭先我聽翻個總結咧，聽得最多就 Iris 講就話已經係分化嘅分歧嘅。咁我諗相信一個700万人嘅人口咧，要揾到任何一個方案啊，係得到所有人共識，係相信係冇可能嘅。咁我諗咧就 so far 就聽唔到話。對於那些元素是說有嚴重，即是說要推到重來，即是我自己個人不覺得聽到是這樣的信息。所以在這個前提之下呢，那我們是會這些大的元素，其實呢委員提出這個質疑，不要說質疑，提出這個郵輪這個體育館，但是東匯公園都是一個呢向來都有的必定要有的元素來的，那這些等等我們都是認為是會應該繼續擺下去，但至於它那個位置啊、大小啊諸如此類呢啲咁嘅規劃上嘅考慮，就當然係我哋交由顧問公司聽取咗公眾意見之後，再同即係再睇下點樣喺個圖度咧反映到出嚟咯。我暫時係補充咁樣。
好啊，黃松生先生啊，係黃松生先生 ，Tellus。Oh, tell us.
No, no, Chairman, if I can ask a question later to in response to the Bureau of Space.
Later on.
或者我就住Dennis 剛才那個啟德名渠會是不是屬於維港一部分，那個我有少少資料提供。Mm. 其實我們在上一次專題論壇，在啟德名渠那個專題論壇，同埋啱啱嘅九龍城區議會咧，即係就住呢個問題，其實係有一啲公眾意見俾過，話呢個屬唔屬於係維港一部分。我哋當時喺現場其實已經即係即時就澄清咗，呢個只要提供翻俾個會啫。唔該，主席。
咁即係如果有人再問，我哋又再澄清啦嚇。Iris。
其實我不是講緊即跟住你個 process， 不過咧，因為 Joseph 正話提到，我覺得好緊要就係、是、即我想俾翻信心佢，就係、是、之前個 process 係冇完全白費到，因為即譬如有一啲other proposals 好似再 repeat 咁樣咧，其實有一啲咧，例如講sports competition 啊 ，long runway 啊，triathlon 啊嗰啲咧，其實我哋係好認真咁喺嗰個 sports 嗰個 by the harbour 嗰、那個。scheme 咧係將佢擺咗落去嘅，即係例如我哋有一個 clubhouse， 即係專登劃一個地預留俾佢哋，唔係俾佢哋，即係俾呢個咁樣嘅用途。咁然之後，即係譬如 runway， 我哋即係專登係cycle track 入到去 stadium 啊等等。咁其實水嗰度係唯一我哋嘥咗好多功夫，即係同即係 Monso 一齊睇，就係我哋其實我哋自己本身嘅意願都係希望佢係豐富一啲咁啊，即係嗰個成個地區。咁但係即係。到今日為止，即係睇到嗰個水質都唔能夠用得到，即係 即係 water sports 咁樣。咁所以呢啲咧，我哋即係想俾翻個信心你，就係、是、其實啲意見我哋絕對係有考慮，能夠做得到嘅，我哋都做。咁至於其他嗰啲，譬如龍珠城啊，即係佢講個龍珠塔啊，或者一啲opera house 嗰啲咧，其實係喺一個 zone 入邊咧，其實佢。絕對將來如果有 government 嘅即係 policy support， 即係俾笪地去起呢樣嘢，其實做到即係例如喺 open space 入面，喺一個 GIC zone 入面，咁所以即係變咗佢唔係未必係一個好 highlight 嘅一樣嘢，因為佢唔係話一個需要 take up 好大嘅地方嘅一個。咁回應翻少少阿 Paul Simon 正話講，因為佢提到我驚佢搞錯咗個 scale 啊，提到講個 cruise terminal 佔佔 3km 啦，咁其實我哋成條跑道咧都係 2.5 嘅啫，我哋而家講個 cruise terminal 咧係大概800几米，咁我擔心佢即係誤會咗我哋霸曬全條跑道，咁然之後第二則佢提到，sorry， No, I said, you said the cruise terminal occupies 3 kilometers of land. I just
paralyzes because of the need for the roads.
It also, the road also serves other uses, you know, on the runway. And also you mentioned about hospital and EMSD. EMSD headquarters is in existing use. It is there. Mm-hmm. And the hospital, we actually mentioned it in the first stage.That these are the government requirements under GIC uses. Thank you.
Okay. Paul, you have a question?
Chairman. I mean, my suggestion earlier on these small comments was mainly on presentation format. But I just come back to what Anthony and the HPLB just mentioned. Yeah. And I just want to clarify this. We are keeping those facilities because they were in the approved OZP. So that's what I understand has been the key statement. Because they were in the, they were already, we have dealt with the issues, there are in the OZPs, and that's why they're still there.
Well, what is the question?
Well, my question is, should they not be reconsidered because of the no reclamation? Is there any material impact of the fact that you now do no reclamation? Should you not reconsider, therefore, some of the main users that were on the original OZP? Is there any reason, or have they been reconsidered because the land mass is different, has a different shape? Right. Have they been reconsidered? I mean, so I'm asking, have they been reconsidered? Or if it's clear, I mean, if HP will be in the planning part, say, they're in because we haven't reconsidered them, then I understand all this confusion, and then it's maybe the gap has been bridged between what we think and what the government thinks, and then we have a clear explanation. We haven't reconsidered them, so that's a clear explanation. And that is my question. Well, I want to clarify this.
I guess it's a question for the Bureau, right?
Yeah.
Is it clear to you what the question is?
Well, maybe I have not presented myself clearly enough. I think the fact that the three, the not just two, in fact, as I said, the national park was also included in the existing OZPs. Those major components, it reflects government policies as set by other relevant bureaus, and we at HPLB as a facilitator see no reason why we need to reconsider them. So they are continue to be there to reflect a government policy.
I think government has been quite consistent there, planning bureau doesn't make policy for those others. So these other bureaus are users who have a demand on this piece of land. But for the HEC, we are not a government bureau. So the HEC is taking an open attitude. So we have so far not come to a position on the cruise terminal or on this government policies. I guess the HEC's attitude so far has been that let the process take its course, and if there's a very strong support for that government policy, then fine. If there's very strong opposition, then the HEC may come to a position to advise the government to change the policy. But again, this is not a policy of the Bureau, so this can only be a view reflected through the Bureau to other government bureaus. And our role has been trying to facilitate this dialogue between users and the relevant bureaus. And I think we have done this with some degree of success, because previously, in previous planning exercises, the other bureaus never came out so openly. They just take the policies as given, whereas through the HEC process, we have at least managed to get the bureaus all come out and explain and face the public, and this process is still ongoing. Andy?
主席，其實我諗呢樣嘢，其實我翻翻去，我諗年幾前我哋喺呢一個 subcommittee 開會第一次講，亦都係睇翻就話啟德 planning review 呢一個咁嘅exercise 呢個咁嘅 exercise 嗰個 terms of reference。我諗即係我諗政府係似乎係咪俾一應該俾個更加清晰啲嘅一個即係信息俾公眾，或者甚至即係 consultant 咧呢度咧就話政府有冇一個已定或因源於以前一個 approved 嘅 OZP 嘅一個policy 又好 ，planning parameters 又好，我諗其實呢樣嘢好緊要。我諗由我哋第一次咧會咧已經問呢樣嘢，就話喺呢個啟德 planning review 嚟講咧，政府有冇一個原則上或者一個以一個 starting 一個 starting point， 一個 starting point 就話會唔會有一啲brief 咧係。呢個咁嘅 review 咧，要去address 嘅，即係無論我哋話要推翻舊陣時嘅嘢，亦或係要融合舊陣時定落嚟嘅嘢，因為我諗咧就喺 day one 喺呢一個咁嘅 planning， 即係 exercise 裏邊咧，其實我理解嚟講咧就話咧，政府其實因為要照顧填海呢一個咁大嘅問題咧，我諗我哋可能係由一個即係。白紙一張再起再重新去再去考慮過。咁至於話頭先話如果我哋 day one 係接受啊呢、這個以前 approve 嘅一個 plan， 一個 outline zoning plan， 佢因為經過咁多嘅一啲所謂territorial level 嘅一啲 planning study 或者一啲咁考慮咧，咁喺係其他政策局嘅一啲咁嘅研究啊，咁其實咧，我諗呢個係好合理嘅呢、這個就，但似乎嚟講，我諗一路由第一階段到而家，其實我諗政府呢個信息俾公眾或者甚至俾即係我哋個 subcommittee， 我覺得係唔係夠清楚咯。咁跟住睇翻下一步，即係向前看嘅情況咧，其實我覺得政府嗰個回應啊，即係喺而家呢個 stage two 呢個咁嘅即係我諗顧問嚟講咧，就做一個咁嘅 summary of comment 啫。我諗就即係都好合理地咧，就話將所有有關嘅意見反映出嚟，即係講唔可以選擇性話我哋話有個咩大方向，或者係即係我諗亦都好難將話用一個咁 quantitative 嘅原則去做。但我諗咧喺呢個階段咧，如果我哋喺進行第三期之前咧，其實我諗政府要有一個較為清晰啲嘅一個feedback， 即係我諗唔係一個 reactive 嘅 feedback， 而係一個 proactive 嘅 feedback 咧，就話可以將呢啲嘢勾畫翻出嚟，等公眾有一個清晰啲嘅概念。即係因為我如果唔搞清楚呢樣嘢咧，我諗咧我哋喺呢個會嚟講啊，喺任何公眾嘅論壇嚟講咧，我諗呢個話所謂頭先阿 Paul 講個 territorial level 嘅 issue。或者是剛才 Raymond 說的 full picture 那樣東西呢，永遠都會即是拿出來說的。多謝主
席。好，即其實也是個時候我們去討論跟著下一步怎麼做。教授啊。
主席，我很同意梁生剛才最後所說的，即是那樣東西現在是擺在我們前面。我們呢想一下，無論這個會或者是即看下有關的部門呢，都需要來到去想一下。就我想共建委港委員會以至到即係呢個分會咧，喺成個決策裏面，成個香港即係政府運作裏面，都係一個好新嘅嘗試。即係我哋見到啲咁樣嘢，我覺得係唔出奇，即係好 natural。即係我哋不斷其實做緊啲新嘅試驗，一個新嘅運作嘅模式。阿 Paul 即係所提嗰啲，即係我哋需要從大嘅嚟到去睇先，然後再落翻到去細，再去到啟德嗰個咧。那個亦都係絕對同意，即係好難即係嚟到 dispute 佢嘅。咁而咧，我諗即係嗰個程序，我哋而家咧就去走到而家呢一步。咁我就即係好認同咧，就係譬如我哋要唔要一個綜合嘅體育館，要唔要一個即係遊輪嘅碼頭？嗱，嗰個咧就係喺香港即係策略發展啊最高層次嘅。咁要唔要咧係一個問題，喺邊處咧就係第二個問題。咁喺邊處咧就？即係我自己個人嘅想像都覺得，這個應該係 lens 嘅問題，個 planning 嘅問題喎。咁即係會唔會正正咧，亦都係 planning and lens 嗰個 bureau 咧嚟到去諗。個會成立嘅時候咧，我哋就比較細少少啦，即係去睇下我哋成個維港係點樣，因為啟德嗰處應該係點做咧咁。好啦，行到一步嘅時候咧，我覺得既然呢啲嘢係困擾我哋嘅時候咧，我唔知有咩 channel 可以即係反映翻。俾大會裏面嚟到去睇，依樣嘢咧，我哋行到呢步，我哋真係需要嚟到即係去睇下點 address， 或者咧有啲嘅 directive 喺上高就話我好清楚諗過曬依個香港嘅定位，香港將來嘅發展係需要噶啦咁。咁我哋都知道咧，以至到咧，我哋可以咧就係懷住信心跟住行前面嘅路。多謝主席。
好，多謝教授呢個意見。我哋跟住嗰、那個即係阿關生，我諗我哋都會討論係跟住點樣去計劃下一個階段啊。咁但我想總結翻下而家我哋剛才嗰兩小時嘅大家嘅意見先啊。就首先咧，我如果從翻本委員會嘅委員啊，對於呢份文件同埋我哋聽參與咗各個論壇之後那個經驗咧就。即係我覺得起碼有一點我代表委員去講咧，就係喺呢份文件做之前咧，其實我哋都俾咗唔少意見嘅，即係委員個別係俾咗唔少意見。咁有啲意見係政府採納咗，亦都有啲咧係並冇採納到。咁但係後來咧，有啲我哋個別委員嘅意見咧，我哋喺唔同嘅論壇裏邊，我哋再重複聽到其他嘅人都有同樣嘅意見，即係例如即係我哋曾經表示咧係呢三個圖太過似樣啊。即係唔該，你整啲即係真係有啲代表性嘅唔同嘅圖啦。咁但係即係呢個意見就政府就冇採納到啊。咁後來即係無論城規會 或者係其他我哋去到論壇咧，觀眾都有同樣表達咁樣嘅意見嘅。我覺得咧就站在我哋委員會嘅角度咧，即係有人去強化 reinforce 呢個委員個別委員嘅意見。咁我哋當然會有一種期望咧，就係政府都有一個嘅回應啊。咁當然而家嘅回應喺份文件度咧，就係 to be completed， 即係暫時未可以做到。咁我哋亦都會俾啲時間俾政府啦，去諗清楚啦。咁但係同時間咧就除咗我哋自己委員會嘅一啲意見，我哋聽咗覺得咧就出面都係咁諗嘅，城區都係咁諗，所以政府最好去諗清楚點樣去回應。之外咧其實剛才 Iris 同埋 Raymond 都講過，今次收翻嚟嘅意見又係好多元化。咁我覺得就站在一個即係去着重公眾參與嘅委員會咧，我哋就更加要去重視一啲即係我哋冇諗過嘅意見啊。或者咧係即係同我哋個別委員意見唔同嘅一啲意見啊，即係我哋睇下點樣去將嗰啲意見都係得到同樣嘅重視，然後先至再去到下一個階段。咁因此咧就我哋由而家第二階段好多資料，去到第三階段之間嗰個進行咧，就可能係成個規劃過程裏邊即係最重要嘅一部分啊，或者其中一個最重要嘅if not 係 the most important。由於咧就我哋委員會咧就一開始我哋已經從一個 facilitator 咁嘅角度啊，即係促進個公眾參與，所以我哋到現在咧都未曾對於個別嘅發展項目有一個立場嘅。咁假如第二階段公眾參與咧就個結果好有共識啊，咁就即係一天光曬啦，我哋個工作都好容易做啦，即係咁。但係現在我哋知道咧個結果咧就有好多多元化嘅意見啊。咁視盤咧就正係一個好好嘅適合嘅時候咧，就個HEC 出動係咪？即係正因為有咁唔同嘅意見咁所以咧就目前咧個規劃嘅檢討都係由規劃署一路去即係主導啦。呢個係個規劃署嘅 project 嚟㗎。咁喺我哋過去第一階段嗰度，我哋都試過一個經驗咧，就係我哋由 HEC 去contribute 咗一個論壇啊，即係由 HEC 去帶嘅，就嗰個論壇都得到一啲成果啦。咁現在咧由第二至第三段中間咧，有冇一啲嘢係由我哋委員會可以去做嘅？即係當然我哋希望站在一個幫助公眾參與嘅角度啊，由委員會去做，去即係去協助到規劃署呢個過程，而又喺第二至第三嗰個選擇裏面咧，係做到一個積極嘅作用嘅。因為漸漸我哋去到第三階段嘅時候咧，我哋就唔可以再迴避咧，係咪一定唔可以填海，一定要有個嘅結果啊？咁填海呢個都反而係比較好啲，因為基本上大家都共識咗咧，就等緊 CDD 咧係俾個技術上嘅答覆俾我哋。咁但係郵輪碼頭同埋其他嗰啲大嘅 component， 以前咧一啲主題啊，例如個 heritage 啊，即係本土嘅傳統嗰啲主題咧，就係咪我哋必要喺下一階段係要確立喺度嘅？呢啲咧就喺第三階段進行之前咧，一定要得到一個嘅明確嘅結果。咁喺咁嘅背景之下咧，我就想先問一問即係規劃署同埋顧問佢哋嘅計劃係點樣。然後咧就委員亦都可以提一啲意見咧，就而家我哋唔係講第三階段住啊，而係講第二至第三階段呢個過程咧，佢哋應該點樣做咧，同埋咧我哋應可以點樣幫手。咁或者先請Raymond， 不過 Raymond 之前咧就Anthony 剛才都想講，或者你都可以講，然後就
唔
係
我
想話
即
係
回應翻
主題啊。
其先即係幾位委員所個嗰個提問啫，即係講翻嗰個即係郵輪碼頭同埋多用途個體育館嗰個建議嘅問題啫。咁就嗰個我哋先前喺嗰個核准嘅規劃分區嘅大安圖上邊係有呢個設施咧，就係其中嘅考慮。而事實上咧，喺我哋第一階段嗰、那個諮詢公眾參與嗰個活動上面呢，如果大家都記得呢，我哋都將呢啲建議呢就話俾即係嗰啲市民知道嘅。咁佢哋喺嗰個工作坊嗰邊呢，俾我哋嗰、那個即係呢個概念大綱度呢，大部分呢，絕大部分呢都有呢兩個咁嘅設施嘅。咁我哋呢就 亦都係根據佢哋嗰個構思咧，然後先制定呢啲咁嘅概念規劃大綱圖出嚟嘅。嚇、啊，呢個即係有一定嘅民意基礎咧，我哋先至擺咗上去嘅，就唔係話直情咧完全冇考慮過，就咁照抄翻以前嗰啲建議咧，就係擺上去嗰個概念規劃大綱圖咁樣。我主要嘅回應係咁啫。
嗯，好。咁不如我哋講翻跟住點樣啦，阿 Raymond 啊，
主席，即係正如頭先主席所講啦，今次即係咁多元化嘅意見，對於你工作的確係一個幾困難，亦都係越嚟越入肉啦。即係規劃檢討有好多問題，亦都係即係冇得去迴避嘅，幾難取捨都要作出去取捨。我哋預算嗰、那個即係工作會點做呢？初步就頭先我都提過，我哋會係繼續去深化咁去認識研究收到嘅內容，聯絡有需要聯絡翻提供意見嘅人士。同佢繼續商討，去了解多啲佢嘅意見係點。第二，同有關嘅政府部門聯絡，去睇嗰啲收到嘅意見，佢哋嗰方面俾咗一啲乜嘢嘅意見，我哋去將呢啲咁樣嘅意見等落去嗰、那個初步嘅分區計劃藍圖。我哋做完呢啲工作之後，當然我哋一定係要喺政府內部攞到一個共識，而轉化為一個所謂嘅一個初步政府對於呢啲收入到嘅意見回應。有咗呢樣嘢之後，我哋一定要係即係向呢個委員會交代翻嗰啲回應係點樣。跟住再做落去嘅工作就會係即係去制定嗰個初步嗰個分區計劃大綱圖，分區計劃發展大綱圖噶啦。咁呢、這個係喺中間嘅過程嗰度咧，係點樣喺咁多元化嗰個意見入面去取捨，去攞個重點咧？咁喺呢一方面，即係有啲咩嘅活動我哋可以做咧？都好希望即係聽即係委員會有啲咩意見俾到我哋喺呢方面，可以喺呢一個工序度，我哋可以做得更加完備一啲。
我想即係再追問一下，就你而家講呢堆嘅程序咧，站在規劃署角度，係咪全部都係所謂桌上嘅功夫啊？即係 desk work 嚟嘅。
主席，你嘅意思係即係唔會再有一個公眾嘅論壇啊？嗰啲嗰咁嘅意思。
即係唔使揾唔使有公眾參與，而係即係你揸住呢堆嘢咁去。或者即係你揾翻個別嘅人去 clarify 啊，即係澄清。但係咧就主要係一啲即係規劃署內部嘅工作，係咪？
呢個係我哋而家會一定咁做啦。咁如果我哋參照翻喺第一階段嗰個公眾參與嘅計劃嘅經驗咧，即係我哋係做完咗呢啲之後咧，亦都係即係 take advice from 呢個 committee 咧，我哋都係即係個 committee 都幫我哋 organize 咗一個所謂啟德 forum one 咁嗰度嗰個目的咧就係即係將即係政府睇過曬啲意見之後。嗰啲回應係點樣咧？初步回應咧，再同公眾有一個溝通，喺嗰度先至即係再繼續進入我哋即係制定嗰個概念大綱圖。即係如果我哋係即係參照翻第一階段已經做過啲咁嘅模式，咁呢個係咪即係亦都係一個起步點？我哋去考慮係咪最得閒到我哋都要做翻呢啲嘢咧？或者做咗呢個之後，即係夠唔夠咧？咁呢個我諗我哋可以即係再傾傾啦。
嗱，咁啊 ，Raymond 亦都係即係問緊委員嘅意見啦。不過即係委員俾意見之前，我都想再追問一下，即係站在從嗰、那個 team 啊嘅角度咧。咁剛才你提咗話第一階段我哋做咗一個 forum 啦。咁你提咗呢樣嘢出嚟，咁但係係咪你嘅一個建議，即係想共建維港委員會都去做嘅？
我哋咧就覺得咁樣樣，即係既然即係呢個啟德嘅規劃檢討咧，第一階段咧都曾經做過呢一樣嘢，咁我覺得咧就即係喺即係我哋繼續做呢一個規劃檢討嗰個過程入邊咧，即係我諗我哋係冇乜理由係唔即係繼續咁樣去即係將一啲即係初步嗰啲回應咧，就同市民再一個溝通，先至真係去制定嗰個初步嘅發展大綱圖嘅。咁當然做呢啲所有嘅過程。之餘咧，我哋都要即係好小心去睇翻，即係到底即係現時我哋嗰、那個即係整個研究嗰個進度嗰個時間表嘅問題啦。大家都知道喺即係唔同嗰個公眾參與嘅場合，亦都有好多意見咧，就係話即係我哋都要盡快即係有一個啟德嘅計劃出現。咁即係變咗喺做所有啲工序之餘，我哋亦都要好小心係將呢啲工作係盡量係跟翻原來嗰、那個時間表嚟去進行啦。
好，咁即係如果真係簡單講咧，就都係一個專業嘅程序，即係都係 desk work 嚟嘅。咁再加上一個希望由 HCC 搞嘅論壇啦。咁大哥論壇其實唔一定係我哋搞嘅，不過上一次個階段係我哋搞咁解。咁我想再問翻委員會啦。咁剛才就即係規劃署講咗佢哋會點樣做，同埋即係佢有個意見，跟住 HCC 都可以點樣做。咁同樣一個問題咧，就即係大家委員有冇意見俾？俾翻政府咧，認為政府而家呢個階段，佢哋應該點樣做啊？ 即係政府應該點做。咁仲有咧，就我哋呢個委員會咧，連埋政府一齊啊，就成個委員會又可以點樣做咧？大家有冇意見？首先啊 ，Dennis 啊。
多謝主席。聽咗咁多位嘅意見咧，其實我好理解到咧，即係規劃局咧嗰個難處，因為政府唔同嘅部門有唔同嘅 policy 咧。咁佢哋即係有唔同嘅持份者喺度，就政府內部已經有唔同嘅持份者喺度啦。咁唔知可唔可以咧喺政府做嗰個嘅下一階段嗰個報告裏面咧，照顧咗社會上面一啲失望嗰啲嘅聲音，即係譬如話係有啲人 advocate for 個郵輪碼頭應該擺喺紅磡嘅。咁政府如果即係主張話係擺喺東南九龍嘅話，咁可能提出多啲理據、數據、理由。去到即係同佢之間嘅溝通，令到佢即係失望嗰啲人嘅持份者咧，都會更加理解點解政府咁嘅決定，就唔會有個假象覺得政府一意孤行，根本政府唔係咁嘅意思嘅。我都相信政府定嘅政策係為咗絕大部分嘅社會嗰個公眾人士嘅期盼嘅嚇。咁呢個係我第一個個預見啦嚇。第二樣嘢咧，我覺得咧，即係喺嗰個唔知可唔可以咧喺個政府回應裏邊咧，係詳細解釋點解政府。是要在這裏有這個硬件在這裏，譬如說是容納到五萬人的體育館，那麼大的體育館有些意見呢就可以說是可以將它拆細去的，那為什麼不可以呢？樣即可能會多一些理性的討論，又給了數據啦，給了事實的支持啦，那公眾會較為多一些的公眾會容易接受到政府這樣的建議，那社會的分化呢即那個不和咧就會少啲，即係我希望見到嗰個嘅局面係咁樣嚇。多謝主席。
好多謝啊 ，Dennis， 呢個就答咗我第一個問題，即係俾意見俾政府咧，就政府應該多啲 engage 嗰啲同政府政策係唔同嘅嗰啲 party 嘅。咁我覺得就呢個譬如民政局佢啊需要 engage 多啲個體育界或者唔同聲音嗰啲啦，即係唔同局都要去做。呢個係俾政府嘅意見啦。咁我哋仲有一個就係即係我哋委員會可以做啲咩嘢嗰個問題啊。Andy 你係
主席，其實我非常同意先 Dennis 講樣嘢嘅，因為我諗其實咧就一路以來咧，其實我諗我哋咁講話嗰個即係所謂公眾參與嗰樣嘢咧 ，public participation， 其實我諗即係好坦白講，我對即係我自己個人講就話，其實有關嘅即係我諗規劃署係一個 facilitator 啦，咁即係可能其他嘅一啲政策局咧，就係一啲policy 即係 maker 啦。其實我諗喺呢個 level 咧，呢個層次咧，其實可唔可以有一個更加直接、更加 proactive 嘅一個政府參與啊？即係唔係 public 唔係公共參與，係政府參與都好緊要。政府嘅政策部門嘅可唔可以喺基於而家？顧問公司做了這個 summary of comments 的一個即是基礎上呢做一個即主動一點和積極一點的回應，即我想好過就是每一次我們在公眾裡面提出來的東西是純粹一個 reactive 的，而即亦都其實我想亦都是時間應該在政府有關的政策局方面呢是推銷一些他們以往覺得他自己內部已經是既成立了的一些 policy， 譬如你說體育設施郵輪碼頭，其實這些我想我們在我們這個層面個別的會都有聽過有關政策局講了他們做了一些 policy research， 但是呢我想在公眾來講呢其實呢就似乎整個 full picture 是未曾即表達得好，那我想在如果我說第二階段這個所謂譬如無論是由規劃署也好或者由即 HEC 來講做一個 facilitator 呢，其實可不可以做一個 forum 是由這些政策的單位政策局或者是 stakeholders 呢就做一個積極的參即積極的主導呢去介紹返呢樣嘢，等公眾知道而家政府嗰個方向係點行，因為我諗始終嚟講都係唔可能話樣都係即始終有主導嘅呢、這個我諗講到最尾由第二階段去第三階段，即係先係 Raymond 講呢，我諗都唔可以迴避嘅呢樣嘢，個取捨嗰樣嘢呢 before 你做呢個取捨前，其實呢個咁嘅解釋呢、這個咁嘅政府政策level 嘅參與，其實呢個我覺得係非常緊要囉。啊，多謝主席。
好啊，即係我綜合兩位呢就都係俾個意見俾政府呢話其他政策局呢就希望佢可以有個認真嘅回應。咁我相信呢份報告呢就 就當你填埋嗰啲格仔嘅時候咧，就個 our response to be completed 嗰度就會有即係、就是、規劃處嗰啲 team 咧聽咗政府嘅政策局嘅回應之後 summarize 翻落去啦。但我想問咧，就可唔可以即係、就是、我哋要求政府嗰啲政策局咧，佢除咗俾規劃處 summarize 咗一段之外咧，佢哋自己都真係俾一個佢詳盡啲嘅回應啊，係。Either 是這個報告的內容或者是一個 appendix 給我們呢，或者這個可以請規劃署或者是政策局 去轉達。
我想我要做一些回應先。剛才我講了呢，就是我們說政府內部不同的決策局有不同的分工，但是呢我也不想給大家有錯覺呢，就是政府是各而成感的。當政府去出去講 our response 的時候，是講緊政府整體的回應的。那如果我們已經講了政府整體回應，必然就包含了有關政策局的回應的。那其實我們不懂回應，一定是他們給我們才懂回應。那如果再另外叫他們寫一段呢，我就恐怕就又有批評說什麼政府這麼割裂的呢。那現在我們事實上現在看的是一個規劃那個整個東南九龍那個重新規劃，當然要取捨，就是那幾個硬件一定在這裡。我們 很同意兩位委員提出要提出更加充分的理據，去令那些不同意見持份者也都希望可以被說服。但是我又覺得會不會特登將它呢整到是即是升高勾他們又會呢以偏概全呢，即是我不是說我反對這件事，我有這樣的疑慮而
已。我想我們委員會就會很理解的，即是如果這個作為一個即HGC 對於那個政策局 的一種request 啦，一個要求啦，即似乎都是很合理的。即我哋想請旅遊事務處，即就呢扎資料裏面有關郵輪碼頭嘅，即我哋想睇佢嗰個回應啊，即而唔係想睇，當然我哋想睇規劃署即 summarize 咗佢哋嘅回應啦，但係都想直接啲去睇。咁我似乎就唔好存在嗰、那個即話政府割裂嗰個問題。不過呢個都係政府或者可以再考慮，因為委員都有其他嘅意見嘅。不過我想先請即九龍城嘅專員啊。
多謝主席。剛才講開公眾諮詢嗰度咧，我諗有一點都想提出嘅，就係、是、當我哋諮詢區議會同埋我哋個街坊嗰陣時候咧，咁佢哋一方面就好欣賞政府今次即係咁大規模嘅公眾參與啦。但係因為呢個啟德嘅發展咧，其實就諮詢咗我哋好多年㗎啦，已經。咁佢哋喺個過程裡面咧，佢都開始有少少即係不耐煩，即係好似不斷咁諮詢佢哋。但係究竟政府最終會點樣嘅咧？咁尤其因為個意見其實好分歧。咁我諗喺下一次我哋返去再公眾諮詢嗰度呢，咁亦都好同意部分委員所講呢，真係要有一個即係政府嘅立場，即係對於唔同嘅意見，即係譬如話佢覺得某一個意見佢可以接受嘅，另一個意見基於咩理由呢佢哋係唔可以接受嘅，即係變咗有一個政府嘅立場出到嚟。因為而家即係區議員個感覺就係覺得我哋好似好卸薄嘅，就不斷話俾佢聽諮詢咧，就有啲人咁講，有啲人就咁講，咁最終係點咧？咁佢覺得講無止境嘅諮詢咧，佢哋一來係開始煩厭啦，二來都覺得係拖慢成個啟德發展，對佢哋係其實整體係不利嘅。咁我希望即係下一次我哋呢個諮詢，即係計劃點樣諮詢嗰陣時候，我咁希望即係會留意咯。
好啊，我呢度就有阿 Kim 同埋阿吳先生同埋 Paul 啊，咁或者咁啦，先阿 Kim 先啊。
啊，多謝陳生啊。其實我想話回應翻啊，房屋規劃地政局嗰個黃小姐嘅一啲。言論嘅咁作為一個政府一個政策局嚟講咧，就包括呢個城市呢個規土地規劃嘅用途係一個資源集中去分配嘅。你同我講，你話你唔知道，你唔知道你點樣去俾 suggestion 俾其他啲政策局，話你自己係冇地或者有冇地喺邊度咧？咁樣呢樣嘢係政策係一定要係由政策局嗰邊解釋啦，係咪？咁就規劃處只係一個 executive arm 去履行去揾地，俾意見書俾政府話呢塊地適合唔適合嚇？點解要適合？點解唔適合？咁呢樣嘢係資源上嗰個係一級對一級。就唔係話，呢個唔係我嘅責任，呢個係其他人就割裂，而家係割裂，我哋清楚好割裂，每一個總嘅統籌，城市規劃係一個整合嘅嘢，唔係話你局要乜嘢我就俾乜嘢你。而家你睇到就係好明顯就係你呢個大個牆咁樣，你第一個時間撲出嚟嘅邊個角色嚟講嘢
未都未呢個係方案，呢個係呢個係概念嚟嘅啫。就係而家點確確出嚟講，依辦我點樣去實施啊？點樣去集資？點樣去安排嗰樣嘢？咁呢樣嘢係唔合理嘅。咁亦都佢都我睇唔到局方有一個好全面嘅嗰、那個整體個資源嗰個分配係點樣？嗰、那個對呢個體育政策嗰個未來嗰十年廿年係點樣去安排個資源分配？喺業界方面，我亦都聽到喺當日嘅嗰、那個論壇，就係唔係話冇場地用，而係冇資源冇錢去租場地，呢個係問題，我哋要正視。就唔係話係我哋要搞一個大球場，或者係搞一個超級嘅大嘅國際呢個多用途嘅運動場，就可以提升到呢個體育水平同埋知名度。
陳先生就即係除咗呢個回應之外，我剛才問嘅問題咧，即係對政府點樣做有冇意見，或者我哋點樣做有冇意見？
我相信嗰張政策高要出嚟解釋，同埋係亦都係規劃局但係規劃處亦都係應該要解釋係點解你認為呢個樣係仍然係適合咯？
即係你基本上嘅意見咧，就係即係同意剛才委員嘅。提出嘅咧就話，即係想請政策局係比較充分啲去回應同埋解釋。
係，
好，咁吳先生，
主席就係好高興頭先江永成專員解釋有關嘅嗰個討論情況啦。咁事實上咧，真係即係我自己個人覺得咧，就諮詢區議會咧相當相當重要嘅。咁唔知道嗰個黃大仙區同埋觀塘區嗰方面嘅回應係點樣呢？假如間呢我哋呢三個區議會呢能夠喺問題上呢能夠做足嗰個澄清嘅步驟，咁而得到佢哋嘅認同呢，咁然後呢就再進一步呢就可能會容易好多。
嗯，
唔該。
係，好多謝呢個意見。咁喺即係我記得咧，喺灣仔嗰個委員會咧，佢哋其實係走去個區議會嗰度，走過幾場嘅。即係呢啲溝通咧，就也許都係即係會幾發揮到作用嘅。Paul,
thanks, Chairman. I think the issue was raised clearly that it is a very complex situation. We have now to make choices.So I think the
唔係話冇場地用，而係冇資源、冇錢去租場地，呢個係問題，我哋要正視。就唔係話係我哋要搞一個大球場，或者係搞一個超級嘅大嘅國際呢個多用途的運動場，就可以提升到這個體育水平和知名度。
陳先生就即除了這個回應之外，我剛才問的問題呢，即對政府怎樣做有沒有意見，或者我們怎樣做有沒有意見？
我相信那張政策高要出來解釋，還有是亦都是規劃局但是規劃處亦都是應該要解釋是為什麼你認為這個樣是仍然是適合咯。
即你基本上的意見呢，就是同意剛才委員的提出嘅咧，就話即係想請政策局係比較充分啲去回應同埋解釋。
係，
好，唔該。咁吳先生，
主席就係好高興頭先江永成專員解釋有關嘅嗰個討論情況啦。咁事實上咧，真係即係我自己個人覺得咧，就諮詢區議會咧相當相當重要嘅。咁唔知道嗰個黃大仙區同埋觀塘區嗰方面嘅回應係點樣呢？假如間呢我哋呢三個區議會呢能夠喺問題上呢能夠做足嗰個澄清嘅步驟，咁而得到佢哋嘅認同呢，咁然後呢就再進一步呢就可能會容易好多。
嗯，
唔該。
係，好多謝呢個意見。咁喺即係我記得咧，喺灣仔嗰個委員會咧，佢哋其實係走去個區議會嗰度，走過幾場嘅。即係呢啲溝通咧，就也許都係即係會幾發揮到作用嘅。Paul,
thanks, Chairman. I think the issue was raised clearly that it is a very complex situation. We have now to make choices. So I think the step one is how are these choices going to be made? And I haven't heard the answer to that. I don't see the correct. So in terms of the process, I believe in terms of the question of assist and what is needed, there are two things. One, we can assist with helping the developing and identifying the criteria needed to do the cost-benefit analysis to do these choices. Obviously, there is some help needed. We, as the HEC, have to provide that input. The public cannot necessarily do that. The other hand is, on the government side, they'll have to do quite a bit of work.
How do you propose to do that?
Well, that's, I'd like to come to that. I mean, we have to clearly agree what that framework is that we'd like to see the government respond to. And if the framework is, one, what are your territorial requirements? Two, what are the things that need to be around the harbour? Or otherwise could be somewhere else. So why should it be in the harbour? We've got 600 hectares around the harbour available, not more than that. So how are we going to use that 600 hectares? Why should this be this use some of that 600 hectares? It has to be clear. We have a clear vision on that. Why? And it's going to be clearly set up objectives from the government. It could be a world-class city. We need jobs. We need housing. Whatever we need. But there got to be clear objectives. They've got to be identified. Government got to come forward with those. And then there's got to be those criteria about what is a sustainable distribution. Why would you put something somewhere? And that the sustainable criteria definitely one is the 600 hectares. How many of those hectares am I going to use? Am I using more or less of those? But the criteria, government got to come forward with that. If they don't have them, let's help them. Identify them. Well, we cannot go forward without having them. So, the government does it, or we separately, or we help them. But we've got to get to a forum where we're going to agree that those are the criteria we're going to use to judge those choices.
Basically, you're proposing to have more meetings.
Well, I'm qualifying exactly what these meetings have to deliver. Whether that is delivered through a meeting, whether a team is hired, whether we're asking experts to go into a dark room and help develop them, however that is done. I'm not saying that needs to be more meetings necessarily. There are many ways of getting to those the things that we are going to need. Then, once that is done, it then comes down to what is my KaiTech vision? What do I put in KaiTech? And that is what is my plan for KaiTech. Now, those last two, we have a choice. And I put forward this choice that we're not going to be reliant on one planning firm to make those plans, but that we take that input and provide that towards a multiple of planning firms who can take that and be creative with that option. That means that what I'm saying now is that we are going to do two things. One, we're going to put that framework together, however the sources and however what is needed to do that, and we may not be able to achieve that today in terms of agreeing how that's been done. Two, once the framework is done, with the input from the public, we're going to a multiple of design firms. And it could be a public competition that could be going to multiple design firms that are going to be paid for or whatever, but we need a multiple input. I repeat the position taken by HPLB and the planning department. These plans are the old OZPs minus the reclamation. They haven't been rethought. We have the metro park and the public and the cruise terminals, everything in there, without taking into account that we have deleted an enormous amount of land space. That is the quality of these plans that have been reconfirmed. So I'm saying
you're commenting on that again.
No, but Chairman, it's important. We as HEC are the gatekeepers. If we don't alter this process, we might as well go home. We have failed in our task of being the gatekeepers. We are responsible that there are three identical concepts gone to the public. You, me, we are responsible that this has happened. That's bad news. We are responsible that the concept plans that gone to the public are the old OZPs minus the reclamation without any rethought. We have a separate metro park right next to the multipurpose stadium with a big green space just right next to each other without any integration. That happened. We have 24% of this land gone to road space, Chairman. We've gone to the public, all three concepts exactly showing that.
So
we have not stopped the government.
I have to stop you here.
I'm very upset about this, Chairman, that this has happened. And we are responsible for
this
that.
This point has been made by the committee. The committee has already expressed the view that we are not happy with the...
But still, it happens. It still goes out to public. We are responsible. The public thinks it's the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee supporting these concept plans. Everybody in the street comes up to me and thinks that we have supported these plans.
Now, I have said time and again, both to the Town Planning Board and on public occasions, that the HEC subcommittee has not endorsed these three OCPs. So, and also what is before us are the views of a lot of people who have contributed to this process. Now, I don't want to have to remind members that the question I've asked is how are we going to deal with the views of the members of the public. Now, many of these are from residents of Hong Kong, ordinary citizens who have made very intelligent comments, who are not representing specific interests, and we have to take these views very seriously. So let me try to help Paul articulate his proposal. The proposal, as I understand, is to organize a forum, some sort of a forum. It will have to be debated through the context of some meetings or get-togethers to establish some kind of planning framework in order to be able to evaluate the amount of data that we have. I guess one part of the proposal is to engage another firm to look at this kind of information. If that is the gist of your proposal.
With my respect, it's almost the entirety of my proposal, well formulated, but let me just put it, there are three parts to this. One is that the government is going to put together some serious homework on the territorial requirements, briefing by policy bureaus, put forward the vision for the harbour, why should these be using up the last 600 hectares, and then what is the sustainable distribution, why are they in Kai Tak and why not in Kai Tak for those developments. Can it be clearly identified across the board of all these land users that we plan for Kai Tak? Step one. Step two has to go to a forum. There could be experts who are going to help to put the framework together and say this is a proper evaluation. Then three, together with the public input and that framework, it can go to a planning firm to come up with great ideas for the best execution for Kai Tak and come up with some master plan ideas. And that should have a multiple, should have a competition of ideas. So we get new blood, we get excitement, we get new news for how...
Okay, let's take it as an idea, a suggestion. 委員仲有其他的意見，即是現在這個過程裡面我們可以怎樣做？因為即係好具體咧，頭先咧就我再總結啦嚇，即係規劃處嘅意見咧，就係第一階段做咗一個啟德論壇，咁而家第二階段不如都做一個類似嘅啟德論壇啦。咁呢個論壇咧就如果即係再提醒翻大家咧，就係將收集咗嘅意見整理咗咧，然後就讓公眾大家互相去了解呢啲意見，咁同埋咧亦都了解埋政府部門嘅回應。咁然後大家再作一個討論，即係深化第二階段裏面嘅資料同埋大家嘅理解。咁呢個係一個意見。咁另外一個意見呢，就似乎大家都幾同意嘅呢，就係想請政府部門係即係轉達俾其他政策局聽呢，就希望佢哋可以對呢堆資料呢有個認真嘅回應。咁特別係講即係係房屋規劃地政局以外嘅政策局嘛。咁第三個意見就係Paul Simon提議嘅，即係我哋再做一個即係唔係啟德論壇嗰隻啊，而係呢一個即係專家嘅論壇呢，去整理出一個大嘅規劃嘅原則，咁然後先至用嗰啲原則呢再去審視而家搜集到嘅資料，跟住呢先至再進一步呢就再搵其他嘅專家即係另外一個顧問公司去再跟進呢個規劃過程，即係這個都是一個的意見，大家有沒有其他的意見是可以怎樣協助我們？我想大家延續回那個問題，就是剛才規劃署提出很 valid 的問題，就是我們去第三階段其實是需要對於那些發展的成分 development component 和發展的主題呢有個明確一點的確認，就是我們面對到的問題是這樣。我哋用各種嘅方法咧，就應該都係有呢個目標即係譬如做呢啲論壇，請多一個顧問公司，可唔可以幫助我哋達到嗰樣嘢咧？即係我哋需要咁樣去考慮啊。Andy 舉個手，不過我又係想睇下有冇其他嘅委員咧未發言嘅。 係有意見啊？即係我哋係講緊我哋委員會可以點做，同埋政府可以點做啊？咁就 Andy 啊，
主席，即係我諗。聽咁多即係委員或者政府方面嘅意見啦，咁其實我諗亦都其實亦都有個幾明即係幾清晰嘅一個訊息咧，就話咧其實公眾都有一個期望咧，就係呢件嘢可能都要有一個即係向前看嗰樣嘢。即係我個人我覺得我諗咧就向前看嗰樣嘢都係好緊要嘅，即係我諗 way forward 亦都即係。唔希望即係經常聽到話，即係推倒重來嗰樣嘢啦。即係呢樣嘢，我諗即係我諗亦都好難向公眾交代。但我諗同一時間，我諗點樣去將呢樣嘢即係向前看嗰樣嘢咧？咁我諗其實歸納少少，其實我諗可能大家幾個即係我諗講你委員講嘅 way forward 都唔係太大分別嘅。其實最主要就係話我哋點樣 package 嗰件嘢，令到大家。公眾認受到，始終最終由政府有關部門去做一個決策或一個取捨一個決定嗰樣嘢咧，其實我諗要有一個清晰嘅過程，大家要知道個資源點分配，即係頭先阿 Kim 講就話，其實資源個分配，我諗我哋永遠唔可能fulfill 曬所有人嘅訴求，咁其實。即係喺嗰個程序方面，其實亦都係時間一個問題啦。其實我提議咧就話咧，亦都將頭先幾位委員嘅意見，即係考慮咗，就係其實如果係做一個類似我哋第 1.5 階段嗰啲咁嘅公眾論壇咧，其實我諗咧就係公眾出嚟講嘅一啲意見啊，或者啲即係 input 咧，其實我相信咧。如果冇一個喺政府方面，即係一個實質啲，頭先照顧咗頭先咁多位委員講話一個高層次啲，話一個總體啲territorial wise 嘅一啲議題嘅情況咧，咁公眾講出嚟嘅意見咧，可能都已經唔多唔少咧，就喺第一階段。1.5 階段或者是現在這個階段這個 consultation 裡面已經是即是反映出來。那我就很期望就是說如果有一個 forum 呢或者是一個專家的 forum 也好有一點的 forum 也好這個是一個由政府規劃處做一個 facilitator 不是說 HEC 做一個 facilitator 呢而整理了所有政府一個 comprehensive 少少的 policy level 的一個 feedback。這個 level 不是只是單是著眼於在顧問公司這一份東西逐點的 回應而是總體看回啟德現在我們 過了這年紀以來一個宏觀一點的回應即我希望不是一個 comment and feedback 就這樣說一個格仔就回應一個格仔其實我希望就是一個整體的回應因為正如剛才我想也都有官員說就說其實我想點樣出到以前上次 approve 個 OSP 其實應該全部呢啲咁嘅資料或者呢啲咁嘅 policy level 嘅考慮咧，其實應該喺政策局裏面有曬。其實我相信呢一個咁嘅層次咧，我就希望就話由呢一個顧問公司嘅一個summary of comments， 然跟住咧可能咧就喺規劃處統籌一個較為一啲即係宏觀少少嘅對啟德。一方面對全個香港嘅環境嘅，即係話一個成個 context 嘅定位。第二樣嘢就係啟德裏面頭先我話點樣去存在翻，或點樣去鞏固翻我哋而家呢啲所謂 key components 或 key planning， 即係 planning concept 嘅一啲具體啲嘅回應。咁然之後先再開一個。由規劃署同埋 HEC 做 facilitator 嘅一個 forum 咧，呢方面到時我希望講嘢嘅 party 係會由有關嘅部門係做主導 ，rather 定我哋亦都好似沿用以前咁，就話所謂由 public 去提出而由官方回應，咁然後先就可以制定咗一個 base 嘅基礎咧，我哋去做一個第三階段嗰、那個即係、就是、個取捨
咁呢個我即係瞭解都亦都係一個modification 啊， Paul Simonman 提出嗰種嘅專家論壇，或者我而家總結少少咧，就我哋嘅意見咧有四樣嘢可以做啊。咁第一樣咧就係要求政府嘅其他政策局係作一啲認真啲嘅文件上面嘅回應啦。咁第二樣咧就係去區議會嗰度咧，進行多啲溝通啦。咁我估呢兩個係比較容易啲啊，大家會同意嘅，應該做嘅嘢。咁但係第三樣咧就係繼續做一個公眾論壇，即係好似第一階段嗰個啟德嘅論壇。咁第四個嘅意見咧就係做一個專家啲嘅功夫啊，可以係由個論壇開始。咁但係都係要由啲專家去做嘅。咁可以複雜到咧，係阿 Paul Simonman 講嗰種，即係我哋去做一個 planning framework， 然後再去請一個 third party 專業人士去幫手，亦都可以簡單到Andy 所講嘅咧，就請各政策局嘅去將佢哋嘅政策擺喺一個大嘅規劃理想裏面，去向啲專家咁去交代我哋有呢幾方面嘅意見啊。咁或者我想先大家同意咗一啲比較容易啲嘅嘢啦，如果我哋只係轉達一個意見俾政策局嗰方面咧，希望佢哋有一個認真啲嘅回應，我覺得呢個比較容易啦。咁同時同埋去區議會嗰度咧，地區專員啊，咁同埋我哋委員會裏面嘅一啲區議員可以幫手咧，我估我哋委員亦都係樂意咧，我哋論壇都做咗咁多場啦。咁我哋都會樂意同埋政府一齊去同啲區議會一齊溝通一下。
我喺呢方面我補充下啦，實際上就喺金融城區議會啦、觀塘區議會啦，佢哋分別都開咗一啲即係工作小組，係集中睇即係啟德嗰個工作嘅進度啊，即係有關嘅重要嘅事項啊，同埋即係各方面即係地區人士關注嘅嘢嘅。咁呢方面嘅工作係進行當中。咁而黃大仙方面咧，亦都有啲組織起一啲嘅團體咧。佢即係同我哋都即係開過幾次會咧，係即係睇住啟德嗰個發展啊，各方面嘅嘢嘅嚇。
好，多謝。咁若果可以安排咧，我諗可以參與我哋共建委委員會嘅委員都可以參與喺裏邊啦。咁或者如果係咁咧，我哋就比較集中啲咧，就剩翻希望五至十分鐘，我哋可以討論到有關嗰個論壇嘅嘢。咁呢個論壇咧，可能係一個論壇或者兩個論壇。可能是公眾的論壇，亦都可能是專家的論壇。或者我想邀請大家考慮一下咧，就現在由於是第二階段，就不是第一階段，所以我哋不希望咧做翻一個 exactly 係第一階段嗰個嘅重複啊。咁因為第一階段咧就係請各公眾咧就將佢哋嘅意見，大家互相去一種 brainstorming， 互相去撞擊啊。咁但係若果我哋今次又係一個完全開放式嘅論壇咧。咁啲公眾嚟咗呢，又係大家講返各有各講嘅嘢，如果大家嘅爭論呢就係變咗去喺度爭緊 many or some， 即係邊個多人啲，咁就唔係好健康嘅。即係我哋希望係可以做到呢，大家係喺個意見上面有溝通，大家唔同意都係理解到，咁同埋即係就算你唔接納嘅佢都可以明白，就算唔同意都可以明白嘅一個咁嘅作用。咁所以即係我哋未必係用返第一階段嗰種方式嘅，咁但係有啲咩方法可以幫助到我哋呢？請公眾去參與呢，係純粹請佢再嚟，如果唔想佢再講返以前嗰套啦，係想佢嚟聽解釋，一話想佢仲可以做啲咩嘢。例如呢，剛才如果我嘗試將幾個嘅 concept merge 埋去我哋懶惰啲嘅話咧，就可以一個論壇搞掂曬咧，就係請政府高官啊，咁就由專家去提問，即係專家提問，政府高官去回答，就俾公眾去聽咁就可以變咗幾樣嘢炒埋曬啦，咁你可以防止咗公眾咧有咗 repeat 翻佢以前講嗰啲嘢，咁有機會咧可以確保我哋 QC 咗嗰啲問題啊。即係確保咧，有啲重要嘅問題可以問得出嚟，咁亦都政府可以有認真嘅答覆，呢個係其中一個嘅方法。咁想聽下大家嘅意見咧，就如果係搞一個咁嘅方式啊，或者用一個咁嘅方法，可以點樣去改進佢？阿 Jo 就舉咗手嘅，咁阿 Jo 你有意見啊？
唔好意思啊，可能離一題少少。我即係可能而家比較遲啦，我 suggest 譬如做，即係我哋都係搞咁多論壇，都係問佢哋關於啟德嘅意見。咁、但係其實我哋從來都冇搞一個關於我哋，即係而家我哋講嚟講去個 process， 其實有冇佢搞一個關於一個程序嘅一個論壇咧？其實之前好早都提過，會唔會參考譬如 New York 啊，即係嗰、那個Virtual Center Redevelopment 都做咗好多 Committee Workshop 啊 ，Public Participation 亦都提過 MIT 佢有個 Professor 係做嗰啲網上嘅 Open Governance 嘅啲 Framework， 亦都好多唔同嘅委員都提過其他 examples， 但係我哋有冇真係正式或者 consultant 或者 Planning Department 嘅方面有冇正式去？做嗰啲參考或者 study， 究竟人哋會點做？我覺得而家成日好似委員會就成日提啲意見，但係講嚟講，我哋其實唔係 expert on 一個 public participation 或者 participatory planning 嘅一個 process 嘅人。咁亦都呢啲 process， 即係其實咁啲 public 佢每次嚟都又係講一次龍珠城，佢都想知道我講完龍珠城之後，其實個程序上係點樣樣，我接納唔接納好，我都想知道嗰個程序。咁呢個亦都可以係一個 expert forum， 而有 public 去參與，等我哋真係正即係定好最尾嗰步啊！阿 Raymond 都話我哋入獄啦，而家即係咁行到埋去嗰步，係咪可以有一個即係大家都係接受到嘅 process， 而唔係每次做完之後 after the fact 我哋又再炮轟一輪嗰個 process， 點解啲 plan 係咁樣㗎？咁阿 Paul 又可能又會再好 agitated 一次，咁大家都唔想，會唔會其實大家定咗個 process， 去同意咗先？rather than 即係其實呢樣一早提過㗎啦，但係阿 Iris 又講實都係話，因為我哋未知道將會點做，所以啲見步行步，所以一路都冇一個 overall 嘅 framework for 呢個 process。即係我記得你曾經係咁答覆過，即係呢個 suggestion 咧，會唔會一個係 process 上嘅 form？ 呢個就係個 just of a suggestion。
嗱，阿 Iris 答覆之前咧，就即係我覺得會有一定嘅困難啊，因為咧講 process 咧就其實未必可以咁理想咧話。傾一個 forum 就可以找到一個理想的 process， 而且呢就過去那兩個階段裏面呢，我們的經驗大部分的參與的都是一些 stakeholder， 即是他是對於個 substance 的興趣多過個 process 的。對於 process 呢，我們 最多聽到的意見呢，就是麻煩你加快一點。就是，
我覺得你正正就是他們不明白，sorry 主席，他正正不明白個process 嘅緊要性，所以個 aviation 嗰班人佢唔係認識一個人嚟，佢連續五個人舉手，所以三分鐘每個人加埋十五分鐘嘅 speech 咯，因為佢哋係唔理解同埋大家都未去接受到嗰個 process。
即係我想講埋咧，就係呢個問題咧，我了解咧有啲 academic 佢哋都會係有興趣喺度跟進緊，咁但係我哋可以點樣去 involve 埋個 public 去討論個過程咧？就因為嗰個討論咧係。It's a discussion about how to discuss， 所以就即其實會是困難一點的。咁同埋咧，另外仲有一個問題就係，即係佢係咪適合係喺我哋呢個委員會之下去進行？因為咧同樣嘅問題咧，其實灣仔個委員會咧，同埋另外個 Harbour Planning 嘅委員會，亦都係喺度問緊同樣一個問題嘅。咁若果大家即係幾個委員會都係搞一個方法嘅論壇咧，咁其實就唔係幾好。咁所以即係呢個都係一個 HEC 整體要去考慮嗰個問題嚟㗎。不過咧就 Iris 可以你係想答呢個問題係咪啊？好。
Joseph， 我諗我應該講咧，我係好尊重你嘅意見，所以咧你其實嗰次提咗之後咧，我專登揾個同事咧就睇咗好多關於即係 World Trade Center 啊，同埋你嘅嗰次好人俾咗幾個網頁我哋都抄曬嘅。咁其實中間咧，我曾經有一次 report 過嘅，咁咁啱嗰次你又唔喺度。咁但係 World Trade Center 嗰個咧，我其實睇得好仔細。其實佢哋中間嗰個過程咧，例如即係好大參開 meeting， 用 website 去 gather 多啲 views 啊，有個 interaction 啊。但到最尾咧，我哋好 abrupt 嚟，我都專登再翻查過，睇下點解係咁咧。佢哋最後尾咧，佢哋 open up 咗個 competition 之後咧，其實最終決定嘅咧係只係一個 panel 嚟嘅，佢根本都冇再拎出嚟去俾公眾有個機會咧。佢有俾公眾去問問題，但其實咧最終係得個 panel 去決定，就即係博取係邊個贏咗咁樣。咁所以其實我就覺得我哋其實追求緊嘅咧，仲係一路到最尾咧，都係希望係即係公眾有份參與，係理解點解。
今日咧，我覺得我哋就即係未必可以，同埋或者都唔一定要適合咧。係今日我哋就已經定咗話，我哋搞一個論壇，嗰個論壇內容係點樣做法除非大家即刻博取話，我哋搞翻 啟德論壇 1.5 嗰個咧，咁但係剛才我亦都提咗一啲嘅問題，一啲困難啊，即、就、係、是、做翻嗰個咧，可能唔係咁適合嘅。咁但係我希望大家可以先就同意咗一個傾向咧，就我哋需唔需要搞一樣咁樣嘅嘢啊？一個咁嘅 exercise 啊，去協助呢個第二至第三個階段中間嘅過程。咁如果我哋大家同意嘅話咧，可能我哋都需要咧係有一個 working session 啊，咁去討論下點樣將呢個場合搞得去最好。咁因為我相信咧就喺一路參與嘅公眾咧，佢哋都有同樣一個感受咧，就佢哋除咗去講翻佢哋想講嗰番説話之外咧，都希望佢成個過程係有啲進展嘅。咁即係我亦都常常係不斷提醒大家咧，現在我哋第二階段即係唔係第一咁解。咁所以若果我哋有想漸漸去第三個階段咧，即係我哋唔係做第二階段嘅。咁呢個進展咧就頭先 Paul Simon 提出咗一啲嘅意見啦，即係嗰啲係一啲我哋可以再諗嘅，即係個方法啦。但係大家就可以再諗下點樣深化呢樣嘢。不過首先個問題，大家咧需要同意咗係，我哋係會唔會諗住搞一樣咁嘅嘢？Kim 先嘅。
多謝主席。我諗係 workshop 或者係 forum 呢樣嘢咧，我諗係值得去再探討一下啦。因為你翻咗去咁多啲又正又反嘅意見，咁究竟係個意見係點樣去平衡翻佢咧？咁樣咁呢樣嘢就係要我哋要再去諗諗。但係形式方面咧，其實我哋牽涉到好多幾大方向嘅嘢。咁變咗嚟講，我哋係咪需要係？怎樣去安排多啲時間去討論，或者淨係聽呢、這個呢、這個呢、這個陳述啊，或者聽呢、這個其他人問題嗰啲咁嘅嘢。咁我喺我哋過往之中，我就發覺咧，就係問present 嗰啲人咧，就講時間就好短嘅，好迫切，超迫切嘅，即係趕住趕住咁樣。咁變咗嚟講就係、是希望咧就會唔會係將呢啲 forum 咧就係變咗一個 workshop 咁樣，就係、是、一個對針對性一個係提專題去探討，就係話人哋一個整體，一個而家整體一個話我四個鐘頭或者係五個鐘頭，咁因為啲每人講兩句已經係下邊好多人會講唔到表達唔到，亦都係達唔到嗰個效果。變咗嚟講，我睇下呢個呢方面，我哋可唔可以再去深化一下諗下？
呢個就正係剛才我提話，即係唔想搞嗰種啊，即係我哋唔想即係每人講幾分鐘又講翻以前嘅嘢。我哋就今次咧嘅目的就唔係想去 fine tune 或者去規劃嗰個 forum。不過我即係感受到大家嘅意見，都係覺得咧就我哋委員會值得去搞一樣嘢，係幫助呢個過程啊。今日我哋既然唔講個細節咧，但係我覺得係我哋都可以先有一個大方向咧，係同意咗呢個咁嘅論壇或者呢件嘢咧。我哋希望佢達到啲咩嘢？咁剛才就如果綜合 Paul Simon 同埋其他委員一啲意見咧，就用個字眼，無論叫做 framework 或者乜都好啦，我哋希望有個目的咧，係可以做到政府部門有個清晰嘅政策上面，同埋對於意見的回應上面的一個的交代啊，咁同埋咧呢個咁嘅一件事咧，可以幫助到我哋對下一階段個選擇發展嘅 component 同埋選擇發展嘅主題係有幫助嘅。咁換句話講咧，即係呢個係會我哋會係所謂 confront 啊嗰個 the issue of choice 嘅。即係我哋或者即係將呢個作為一個比較着重啲嘅指引咧，咁去跟住再規劃下一個，即係點樣去實際上做法。咁我建議咧就規劃實際上點樣做咧，我哋用一個 working session 嘅形式去進行啦。咁但係想聽一下即係規劃處你哋有啲咩意見？如果我再綜合咧，就變翻三樣嘢啦。第一樣即係請部門回應呢、這個容易啦，同埋即係區議會嗰方面嘅安排嘅溝通。咁第三咧就係、是我哋做一個啟德 2.5 啊，即係可能係論壇嚟嘅，或者即係大家再去包裝過啦。但係有冇咩意見啊？
主席，
好多謝主席即係作出呢個咁嘅總結。有關幾點意見，第一點有關政策局部門嘅認真回應。其實主席喺呢、這個啟德呢個規劃檢討嗰個過程入面咧，各個有關嘅政策局嘅同事咧，亦都係嚟過呢個委員會好多次，亦都喺我哋論壇度都積極咁參與去解釋佢哋嘅政策。現時即係政府即係嗰啲政有關嘅政策局係有政策，即係話去發展一個嗰、那個球場啦，同埋嗰個郵輪碼頭呢方面喺唔同嘅場合。在公眾的活動咧，佢都就將呢個信息係即係都係帶咗出嚟嘅。咁我相信即係如果係話即係再我哋繼續去去邀請我哋大家同政策局同事同我哋一齊喺即係呢一個階段嘅工作繼續去合作咧，我相信呢方面咧係即係應該都係唔會有太大嗰個問題。咁我哋會去同呢個有關嘅政策局嘅同事聯絡。第二點有關即係個喺呢個區議會層面嘅討論咧。剛才秘書亦都已經提出咗，地區區議會上面咧，亦都有很多人士嘅關注，亦都係成立咗一啲工作小組嚟到去跟進有關啟德個發展。咁有關嘅工作咧，我哋係持續咁同呢個區議會啲有關人士係進行緊嘅。咁如果委員係有興趣參與我哋呢一方面嘅個工作嘅話咧，我諗係即係歡迎委員係即係同我哋一齊同啲區議員去討論啟德嗰個計劃。第三點，主席咧，我理解你嗰個意思咧，就係呢個委員會咧係會即係籌辦一個活動。而個活動嗰個目的咧，係即係希望幫助到我哋去點去主席頭先你嘅用詞，即係 confront 嗰個 difficult issue of choice。具體嗰個內容，我哋到底係要點樣嚟到去舉辦進行係點做法咧？咁我哋會係透過一個即係工作小組嘅模式嚟到去落實。咁喺呢方面嚟講，我諗係即係非常之歡迎委員會呢個咁嘅建議啦。咁我哋亦都會係即係。在個工作小組會議那裡積極去提供一個所需要的支援，如果有需要的話，在個工作小組會議裡面，我們也都會是請埋有關的政府部門或者政策局，如果有需要的話都一起參與，我們談談即做這個活動那個進行是怎樣做法。
好，如果是這樣，我們大致上呢就叫做有一個大家同意了怎樣去進行。吳先生，
剛才秘書就是提到有關那些區議會小組啦，咁啊當然是一件好事，但是呢我是很想見到區議會最終呢是有一個一致的意見，或者說一致的即是認同，咁樣然後才有它的效用嘛。如果你小組跟進未必等於是那個全體的認同嘛。咁所以喺呢、這個即係嗰個小組嘅層面咧，即係嗰、那個即係認同性太低啦，我覺得嚇。唔該。
主席，或者我解釋多少少。實際上咧，佢哋個別區議會嘅小組咧，佢都認同阿林校長呢個意見啊。佢都覺得係喺三區咧，佢哋自己溝通，佢都聯絡喺一個即係非正式情況之下咧，佢三區嘅委員咧。嘅議員咧就自己溝通，咦？希望就達到阿吳生你嗰個意見，就咦嗰個意見可以點樣同佢更加一致咧咁。
主席容許我講多少？嗱，佢哋互相溝通冇問題，但係係咪最終或者我哋嗰、那個譬如局方或者甚至有專家再最後去解釋，咁啊得到佢哋嘅認同咧？
同埋即係我了解吳先生咧就我哋都要對區議會嗰個大會咧，即係希望得到佢哋嗰個嘅理解同埋支持啊。咁呢方面咧就仲需要吳先生啊，同埋李慧玲議員啊，即係其他嘅委員咧，佢哋幫手。咁佢哋都好幫手嘅。咁如果咁，我哋可以即係總結咗第三項議程個討論啦。